It's Seven Land Ham. Woo-hoo! Brought to you by Good Game St. James.
Now at Cannington.
Dwarves, elves, humans and halflings. No, it's not New Zealand Hand. It's Seven Land Hand. Today, more role-playing than an OCD baker sorting baguettes. We're so thorough, we're playing both Dungeons and Dragons. In a two-part show with a potential for more dead air than that time Matt farted down his friend's snorkel. What reads like my high school report and sounds like quality control at Playtex, it's D&D.
Hey!
Woohoo! All right, if there's one thing we know about, it's people called David. One particular David, David Dave Arnson, was a mathematical madman who studied at the University of Minnesota in the late 1960s. It was during this time he met a plagiarizing bastard named Gary Gygax. Dave created the game and medieval world, soon to be known as Blackmoor. He showed Blackmoor to his batshit crazy buddy, giggling Gary Gygax, and the two men co-developed Dungeons & Dragons. After doing a little more than brew the tea, Gygax founded TSR and published D&D in 1974. Fifth Ed sounds like a battle going badly with a Hydra. However, you can still imagine battles with a whole gamut of ungodly beasties, as well as the boring stuff like shopping for mithril silver socks with a fistful of coppers. Disclaimer, Dave Arnson probably wasn't a madman, but Gygax was called Gary, and therefore completely insane. But what does this all mean to gamers? To retrieve make-believe before the final reprieve when we all leave, I'm joined by Dungeon Master Matt. He's a bad motherfucker, Mikhail.
Hey, how you going?
Bad motherfucker, how you going? Dave, I never once had my tackle out Clark.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, that present. Xanthi, my name starts with a fucking X, Lau, from Family Lay Lau. Family.
Damn straight, that's right.
Family Lau, got to get that right. Our long-lost brother in RPG Arms, Justin, there's a multiverse in my trousers, Reed. He's on the phone.
It's pronounced Mildred.
Mildred, there's a multiverse in my trousers, Reed. And I'm not instructions on how to steal a coffee, Nick Grando.
Hi, everybody.
Lady and gentlemen, how are we?
Oh, I think we're all good.
Good. Excited.
Yeah.
Pumped up.
A little bit clammy.
I've never seen so much paperwork on the table before we do one of these things ever.
No, that's because D&D is such a heavy game. It requires a literary degree to understand
reading and die.
It's no wonder only nerds play it.
So was that?
No, it's no wonder only nerds play it.
Just called you a nerd.
Tall words.
Gym stories before we kick off. I actually was in the gym change room, not proud of it, and there was... I missed the suburb the guy was talking about. All I got was suburb name. I wouldn't fucking move there. It's full of nerds. Well, that just blew my mind.
Where the hell could that be?
Where is it? And I wouldn't
how
mind
do
moving
I get
there.
How
do we get there? But... How do you even pick that out? You know, it's like you're driving through one suburb, you cross the line, and you're all of a sudden you're going like, fucking hell, they're everywhere.
Computers.
Computers
and dice. Yeah. Just on the street.
People playing board games, magic breaking out on the street.
More libraries than people.
Yeah.
People are greeting the postman with, hast thou bought us the mail this morning?
Oh,
actually, capes. You know
everyone was in capes.
Everyone had capes on.
You know how they figured it out? There was no one on the street.
There was no one on the street.
They were dangerous.
Yeah, they just wanted to make friends and there was no one there that could talk their stuff. Yeah, anyway, that's my nerd story for the week.
Oh, I think it's a very nice topical nerd story. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for your encouragement, Matt. All right, are we just going to kick on with this and find out who our characters are?
Well, I could give you a bit of an introduction first.
Intro.
Before we introduce the characters.
Yeah, before
you don't want
to
blob and then do that, or do you
want to
do
Well, how about
it
I give
up?
You an idea of what we're playing first, right. And then we can
More than my introduce. Dave Arnson intro?
Well, I was thinking more about the game specifically.
That's insulting, isn't it? That's a twist in the back already. I thought I'd covered it thoroughly.
I'm going to ignore David. We're playing 5th E, okay, for everybody who's uninitiated. That's 5th edition, okay, not to be confused with 4th edition or 3rd.
They use the numbers
to
differentiate.
Yeah.
Wait, start again.
This is going to be a long night.
The 5th edition. Right. The 5th.
Did they call the 1st edition 1st edition or was it just Dungeons & Dragons?
I think it was just Dungeons & Dragons. 2nd edition wasn't really called 2nd edition. It was called Advanced.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it didn't get better, it just got more difficult.
No, it got easier.
That bodes well for the next 4 editions.
They don't call it Advanced Dungeons & Dragons anymore, do they?
No. There's no time for that.
So it was Dungeons & Dragons, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, and then... Easy Dunce.
And then it came back to Dungeons & Dragons for 4th edition.
D&D, Dunce and...
Yeah.
Wait, so where was 3rd edition?
Third edition was still in the advanced stages, I think.
Yeah. There was also 3.5.
Which was, yes, no, seriously, it was the technical update of version 3.
So there are different games, PC games that are based on the different rule sets.
All right.
So your Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2, famous D&D games are based on second ed rules. And then you've got your Neverwinter Nights, which is based on 3.5. And in between you had Icewind Dale 2, which is based on version 3. Edition. Sorry,
Justin
edition.
Knows all about the game. I think he showed me an editor once where you could make your own levels. I never got into it, but for but basically that's
as a DM
exactly
make your
right.
Levels
yeah. Well, or yeah, as a DM, yeah. you can basically set up your own game. So,
but that's what you've done,
which
now.
Is what we're doing now. Yeah. Yeah. So the fifth edition is, I like to think of it as a return to past editions. Fourth was, a bit of a travesty.
That's
the one
we don't mention, right, gotcha.
Yeah, the fourth was a bit of a travesty.
It's rule number one of D&D Club.
We don't talk about it, and we won't talk about it ever again.
We tried.
I failed. Yeah. But it's fun if you're into the more casual things exploding and playing cards version of games. Yeah, so it's very, more like a board game than any of the other versions, yeah.
Tell me about 5th edition.
5th edition. So 5th edition came out last year. It came out with a starter box, not a red box.
2014, people.
It came out with a starter box that wasn't the red box. So for 4th edition, they brought out the red box, which was shot back to 2nd edition, where they introduced the first red box. And so for 4th, they brought out a red box. And this year, last year, they brought out just a standard starter box, which... contains a lot of the same theme, the art cover and all that, the artwork, and that is still the same sort of box, a dragon fighting a warrior on a hill or in a castle or something, which is an iconic image, but that's about where it ends and the similarities end. They've actually toned it down a little bit. You've got nothing, no tokens, no maps, none of that sort of stuff that came in the 4th edition. The 5th edition has just gone back to a module, and the rule book, the basic rule book, which is also available online, so you can actually get the basic, I think it's 115 pages rule book from Wizards website. They've upgraded their dice, I have to say. The original ones that came with the box set were the drawer on it with a crayon version, which the angles were all a little bit off, and it looked like it was just someone to come along with a chisel. Yeah, my first D&D.
Yeah. Yeah.
You literally had to draw in there with a crayon. They even gave you the crayon. So
you
could
draw your numbers on the dice.
No, you didn't draw the numbers, but you... coloured in the holes.
Them in.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then
you basically had to nick
off.
Them from the Monopoly set.
That's
if you couldn't do drawing.
But I noticed when the fourth edition came out, the dice were a little bit better quality. I didn't have to crayon to
they look very good
etch them
blue
in.
And white.
Well, yeah. They look more like Chessex dice, this lot. So this
it's
is
a slightly smaller. Bone,
slightly, so. Slightly smaller, you're right. Yeah. But still, pretty good quality.
What do you need the dice for?
The dice. Are for
you've
throwing
got
at
questions, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
I thought they were
the dice are for throwing at gamers who
ask questions.
Stupid questions. Yeah.
There's no such thing as a stupid question in a
only stupid people. That's
yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, you see that blowgun that's in front of you? You're going to be using that later on, and that's what those dice are perfectly suited for.
And you will run, and I will shoot you.
So, I think that's about it for fifth edition. We're going to be using the published. The published module, only a section of it. There are several sections, but we're only going to use one tonight. I think there's enough, so we can give everybody a general idea of how it plays, and provide an evening's entertainment.
This is exciting.
It
what
is.
If you listen to
I
it in
can
the
see
morning?
Your eyebrows are raised.
That's a problem I have. It's not. It's not because I'm excited. That's why I only do podcasts.
All right. I can't hold this drum set and guitar up for any longer. Can we do a blob now?
Blob away.
Fantastic.
Every dwarf down a mineshaft liked drinking a lot, but Fargan the cleric drinks beer by the pot. He sits in an armchair near the warm, toasty fire, cheeks rosy red while the bard plays a lyre. For tonight of all nights is the time he'll remember. All the battles he's fought and companions he's lost, the beer that he's drunk and the brain cells that's cost. He drinks to remember, he drinks to forget. He fails to notice a jab at his chest.
Unky Fargan!
Comes a voice that seems far away.
Unky Fargan?
An angel, perhaps, as if muffled by hay.
Unky Fargan.
Again that voice, this time much nearer.
Uncle Fargan, it's time. You promised, remember?
The voice of an angel was of Babe's sledging hammer. She's Fargan's wife's cousin's sister's young daughter.
You promised a tale, an epic of old, of your daring deeds and companions, so bold.
Did I?
Yeah.
He did.
That's right, I remember. Gather your friends,
he said of a sudden.
I'll spin you a tale, just let me undo this button.
He undid the button tight across his chest. For this story, he knew he needed the breath.
It starts with a party and ends with a bang. Listening closer, I'll tell you the whole thing.
There you go. Very nicely done.
Yeah. Fucking nailed it.
First
time.
Are
we still on?
Do the whole night like that.
No, I can't. Now he's going to step into the shoes of a different character.
It'll be like this beautiful fairy voice.
Everybody, you have in front of you a character which has come from the box as it was written. So don't blame me. Blame the creators. And you have...
And Giggling Gary.
And Giggling Gary has probably had a lot to do with it from the beyond the grave.
Yeah.
So you've got an outlined character there, all second-level characters. You could be whatever race it is. I'll give you a chance to introduce yourselves. But why not kick it off straight away? We are in the town of Fendalen, which is on the Neverwinter Coast. Of the Forgotten Realms is the campaign setting, and Neverwinter is a very large city on the east coast. Fendalen is a mining outpost located south of Neverwinter, and you at the moment are reveling in victory that you have just received against a horde of rampaging goblins and orcs, and you are being, shall we say, ceremoniously welcomed and awarded by the town, by the town, at the local
pretty,
inn.
It's called.
I could get used to that.
Yeah. The Giant's Inn.
Finally.
Okay.
Finally. You are.
So we're all brothers in arms?
You are brothers in arms, yes.
We're teamed up.
I think there's some sisters in arms as well as brethren.
Yes. Well, it's a phrase, I think. It's not gender specific.
The town meister, Mr. Hildar, is toasting your successes, and around you can see there are several celebratory type people who are drinking to your health. You're all drinking group. Yes, yeah. Everyone's celebrating the success because these orcs and goblins have been a big problem for quite a while.
Are we
now
clothed or unclothed?
You are totally clothed at this stage. Yes,
kills hold otherwise.
Who knows where the night can lead? But at this stage, let's, for modesty's sake, you're all clothed. Hildar raises a mug and he starts to speak.
Well, warriors, welcome to Fendalen. I'm very, very happy to have you here so we can celebrate your successes in vanquishing those horrible, nasty goblin or half-breed monsters. Nobody likes them. We're glad they're gone. Well done. Thank you. We drink to your health. But first of all, I'd like to know a little bit more about who these very brave souls... I think we'd all like to know who these very brave souls are. So please tell us a little bit about yourself so that we can get to know you better.
I think first we'll belch in agreement.
Do we have a soundbite for that?
Is the pub really packed?
The pub is quite packed. There's a combination of people who just don't seem interested in what's going on, the townmeister, and a bunch of groupies who are hanging at every word he says.
Brilliant.
So yeah, there's quite a mixture.
I will emerge from my cape in a spectacular fashion, jump up onto the table, clear my throat. My name is Clarence. I shall continue to do the rest in that voice. You have to imagine it.
Okay, we imagine it in our heads.
So it's like when you watch a movie and the guy starts talking in German and the subtitles fade away and all of a sudden you hear him in regular English.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, obviously I couldn't sustain such a pitch. Yeah.
It looks like I'm struggling a bit with imagining it, so if you could give us a little more.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Clarence Cathoof. Famous elven female.
Claire Camelhoof.
Mage.
famous elven female.
Yes, a mage. Yeah. You might have heard of me. I've slain numerous creatures. Dragons, even, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of them were asleep. Well, I'm here with my friends. One of these persons I have a sexual relationship with in this group, but I'm not going to disclose that.
Why is that coming out in the pub?
I think everything comes out in the pub. That's it. That's he's had, obviously, she's had way too much ale to begin with.
She's a strong, forward-thinking woman.
Well, I think we all signed the full disclosure agreements before we stepped into the inn, didn't we? It's a standard process, isn't it?
When you bleed and sweat and slay things together, I think you become closer as a group, don't you?
Yeah.
When the town crier says, "How are you going?" Okay, sometimes is the desired response. Not I'm having sex with one of these losers.
Well, I guess we can
sometimes
agree.
Sometimes you got to brag, man.
Yeah, fair enough.
I guess we can agree. What happens in the inn stays in the inn, and then everything outside.
Clarence.
For goodness sake,
you are well met. Cheers to you.
Yes, thank you. That was a Breast reference, I assume. Thank you very much.
Who's next? Step up, young sir.
Hello. I am Derek Wildstone.
I'm not going to do that for the rest of the night, no way. I just insult him.
Derek Wildstone.
It usually lasts a few seconds,
And then you realise you can't. You just can't. Ooh. All right, so I'm Derek Wildstone. I'm a noble human of the male persuasion. And, yes.
As in you were persuaded to be male.
It does sound ridiculous that you would introduce yourself and include a gender.
I have inclinations towards masculinity.
I don't know. You haven't met many chicks named Derek, I've got to say. But
also, you look like a bloke.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're coming out of the womb. Now, what would you like to be, love?
Like what persuasion would you like to be? Well, you can persuade me to be either at the moment. I'm only a couple of minutes old.
Yeah.
Have you slayed many dragons?
Not so far. I don't know.
Travelled many dungeons?
Yeah. Two.
You will be useful.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, young Derek.
Yeah. Well, he's young.
Why not?
Sure. Yeah, I'm young. Yeah. Sweet, let's do that.
I'm young and male, and this is my name. Pretty good.
What about you, good madam?
I'm Daisy Jones.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
How come? Sounds like we've all been outside smoking cigars before we walked into the inn, isn't it? It's thick in here.
Or sitting on one.
I can't give that. I'm gonna give
That's just the holder. You want another one?
I was always praised as having the most beautiful voice in the city.
What happened?
I was born. What are you saying? My voice is still pretty. Have you ever heard a voice like Daisy Jones?
Yeah, I've killed a lot of things that have sounded like that.
Basically, just for those reasons.
Basically, if it sounds like that, you slay it.
Yeah,
but I got sick of all the awards and beauty pageants and stuff, so I went and killed some stuff. I just have some major anger issues.
Oh.
And pointy. I like pointy things.
Stay clear of her town, race? Master.
What race are you, Daisy?
Oh, human. Boring old human.
Oh, humans are far from boring. I'm a human myself. Cheers to you, Daisy. And what about you, good dwarf?
You're referring to Mildred Thunderbridges.
Yes.
Mildred.
Former mercenary.
The nucleus of the team.
Yep. Soldier from the island of Mintan. Travelled to Neverwinter with a mercenary company.
Sounds like the real deal.
And then left. So Mildred is the cleric and, what do you call it, the medic of the group. So all your rashes and nasty spots.
I got a few rashes. Bring them. Take a look at
over and
not in places I can show you now at the bar, but later.
Well, every adventuring party needs their saviour from time to time, and good Mildred, that must be you.
No, none of that shite. We're very ecumenical. basically, bordering on atheist. So whatever it is that you worship and bow down before, I embrace a lot. It's all good.
Well.
You weren't expecting that.
Sounds like you're a very holistic kind of cleric.
All things considered.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And what about yourself,
Frixian,
Mr. Halfling,
Frixian Ballmaster? I'm not telling you where I got the name from. It's out of character. A second, it might have been my pen. But Frixian Ballmaster, nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm not big on these social do's and the like. You know, this in the pub. I'd rather just like lay a bit low. You know, hang out with my friends. Keep it quiet. Because you know, this is like my family. Although, you know, I have my auntie Quelline up in the other side of Phandalin. She has a bit of a farm. She's struggling a little bit. So, you know, over the years, I've had to, you know, give her some funds here and there. And you know, some would say I've stretched the law somewhat in doing that. But you know, we're an honest lot. If you not, you know, if you look in the wrong way, perhaps, or if you,
I'm sure nobody who didn't deserve it.
Yeah, don't judge me by my height. Some call us halflings, but, you know, I'm a very stout, important and proud man.
You're not a man of half measures, no?
No.
You're the fulling.
These sort of jokes go on all the time when we're going on, but still I consider them my family regardless, and most of them got a full cut of what we earned from this. Some of them are a bit lighter for what they might have earned. Some describe me as a rogue, I would say.
Well, and a bounder and a cat, I'm sure, but yeah. All here, all
but nothing
told.
To be feared. Don't fear me, though.
Don't fear the
halfling.
Don't
fear me. No, no. Yeah.
Step over him if you need to get past
him. That was an Oyster Blue Cult song, wasn't it? Blue Oyster Cult song. I even got that wrong.
Well, good on you, the lot of you. You're doing a wonderful service, and if you need any help, any assistance, please call on the town. Consider it as your own. But not in the literal sense. I don't want to see you out there pillaging and stealing things. Stay within the realms of the law, and you'll get along fine with everybody here.
Yeah, we're not going to stealing do anything. Can we have a free round of beers for
why not? Hey. Yes, why not?
Brilliant.
Grista! Already. Over in the corner, there's
Grista.
Yep. Grista behind the bar is a dwarven, the proprietor of the Sleeping Giant Inn. She's a very surly woman. What do you want?
Oh, ales everywhere.
I like ales for everybody, all of my friends. Yeah. Well, don't expect me to bring them up to you. Come and get them yourself.
We've got free range to the bar. I'll gladly serve.
As long as somebody's paying.
You would be little help behind the bar.
Townmaster guy said we were fine for beers. He's shout. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just put them on the counter, good woman, and they'll come up and get them, whatever you want. So she's out there pouring beers, probably spitting in a few glasses. She's a bit surly. Having a look around at the establishment, you can see it's a bit dilapidated. It's a bit run down. A funny place to hold some sort of a ceremony, but it was explained that there's a wedding booked at the finer inn. So unfortunately, this little soiree had to be moved to the lesser of the two.
I'd like to immediately appraise who is here and just try to see who I think might be a little bit under the weather from having a drink, a little bit heavy on gold coin. You know, I'm always got a keen eye. Got to look after the aunt, you know.
Well, given the decor, it's a more of a rougher establishment. The people you're likely to see here are more to be doing the picking than being the robbed.
Doesn't scare me. there's no one that catches my eye in particular then?
There's a few groups of men standing around, sort kind of ignoring, kind of scoffing at what the townmeister has to say, as if he's such an unimportant person. They don't pay him much mind. They're not paying you much attention either, otherwise. So,
sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What did you say?
Exactly right. That's how they're standing.
I give
around.
Mildred an elbow in the ribs and say, "Look at them rude bastards. They don't even care about what we've done for them. You know,
ungrateful. The lot of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What troubles have they got?
Well, the groupies.
Got rid of all the orcs.
I'm so moved by it, Matt, that I wish to cast predestination. Predigestation.
Predigestion.
I would like to instantaneously soil an object larger than 1 cubic foot in their general direction.
Whoa.
Soil?
What would that be? What would the object you want to be soiled?
Has he got a shield or his helmet? I'll put it on his helmet.
His helmet. You got to soil
under his helmet. Yeah, do it under his helmet.
Can I do it under his helmet? Just want soil to fall on his head.
Soil.
No, when they mean
the literal
soil.
Says soil. Soiled. soiled. So basically, you can make it appear like somebody's wet themselves, or
they've
evacuated their bowels.
That's the spell of dirty nappy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. It says, Well, you know what it says. You're the man. I'm going to cast that at them.
Bingo. Magic points.
All right.
Points.
So casting a spell. Mm. You need some dice to make that happen.
You sure? This is something I just
we'll
do for practice.
That they shouldn't be
for practice? That's what it says on here. All right, I'll do it. Whatever you need.
Yeah. Run us through this, Matt. How do the spells go?
So spells, as in with other previous editions, you use a d20 to do anything, and then you apply modifiers. So if you go back to your... if you go back to the spellcasting page at the back there as a wizard. Yep, that's the one. Right. You'll see up the top there.
Yes, it says spellcasting ability uses intelligence.
That's right.
So I have spell save 13 and spell attack bonus +5.
Okay, so whatever you roll, you add 5 to it. That gets rolled against a...
You decide the figure.
Yeah, the figure. Yeah. And to see whether you're successful or not.
All right, you got that figure in your head?
I have that figure in my head.
I'm going to roll this +5.
You're going to roll that +5.
Soil this.
See if you can soil this guy. Wait, hang on.
I rolled very low. I rolled a 5. +5 is 10.
The object in question, or the person in question, pretty grubby to begin with. You wouldn't exactly notice any new stain or spot or soil.
But we know.
Like someone farted in his face instead.
It's probably a strange
but
smell.
But I know.
But he just thinks it's his companion. Yeah, it doesn't really pay any attention.
Well, that was stretching the limits of my power, so get ready for more of that.
So you need to rest for about an hour before you can do that
again. It's an excellent start.
So Clarence is knackered now.
The groupies go off and get the beers. They bring them back to you, and the beers keep coming. It seems like that Hildar's put a tab that just keeps giving. You keep drinking throughout
the night. A tab of bottomless drinking.
Bottomless, it seems like it. Mm. Somebody's paying, so Grista doesn't give a shit. As long as somebody's paying, you're drinking. So the beers coming out, the wines, the fine meats, I don't know where the fine meats are coming from.
Well,
you can't bring
probably
that food
going to whip
in
the fine meat out of his trousers any second now. It's only a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
I am a woman. I've stated that. I'm a lady.
Oh, okay.
The night wears on.
I did say Dave, not Claire.
All right. Yeah. The night wears on. So much so, in fact, that the hours start to blur into each other, as well does your vision and your stability and your ability to hold your ale. I'd like everybody to roll a constitution roll. So your d20 plus your constitution bonus.
A lot of rolling and
just for listeners at home, Justin has a d20 the size of a fist. That was what that thunk was.
No wonder.
In case you didn't get that, it's...
That's also the sound of you hitting the floor.
Oh.
No. Not me.
Damn. Oh, no.
I rolled an
18. You all hit the floor. Trust me, you all hit the floor.
I've only got a constitution of +1.
This better not be malevolent.
22. You hit the floor.
We all hit the plot floor.
Yeah. And?
Do I fall on comfy floor?
Well, given the idea was the sleeping giant, there is no comfy floor. Nary a bed to be seen.
Yeah.
You've probably fallen through the table.
Yeah.
A weak table.
I lie there unconscious.
Okay.
I let out a burp.
You lie. You give me a roll to lie unconsciously.
Okay. What am I rolling against? What
instead,
in my intelligence. 4.
You are definitely lying unconsciously.
I didn't do it well. Does that mean I get up straight away?
I would say, if everybody... Now, give me the same roll. Constitution roll.
Yeah.
And this time, don't add your modifier.
Okay.
We are rolling our dice.
9.
13.
Okay. 7.
You start to awake, Frixion.
Well, hey,
Frixion.
Just look at your pen if you're not sure how to pronounce it.
It's right there. You've got a series of pens named after you. Well done. You start to come too.
Okay.
And you start to get oh, my God. What the hell?
Is this a headache like I would normally have? Or do I sense I've been drugged or something
like that? You feel groggy. As a rogue, you'd probably be quite familiar, so you do get that feeling of... I've been messed with.
Foul play. Right.
Yeah, I've been roofied.
You wake up and you feel you've been messed with.
Yeah, that's no good. Reminds me of staying over my aunt Alder Leeds'
house.
I'm
going to turn
over. Loaded some money.
So why exactly do you get
over? Why do I what?
Nah.
Right. Why did friction wake up?
Oh, because I rolled well on my constitution. Rolled well.
You woke up. The rest of you are still passed out.
Sorry, you're talking about inappropriate touching a moment ago.
Yeah, that was Aunt Quelline. I'd rather not talk about it too much. I've got a game of D&D to get through.
It keeps coming out.
Well, then in that case, I think it's an appropriate
real
time.
Real life and role-playing are...
I think it's an appropriate time for my character to let out like a horrible burpy vomity smell.
You're getting into the character there, yeah.
So Dave's flipped... Matt's flipped, it's flipped lingering over effect a part of the map.
That's it. I flipped flipped over even.
Some tiles on the map.
A tile. So I've got, what for the listeners at home, I've brought out a bit of a map that's in sections. So it creates that fog of war, so everything's turned over, and as you encounter areas, or if you stay there and don't get out of the jail, as it looks like, then, it's going to be a very short adventure. Yeah. All right. So you stay in the jail forever. All right.
I'll take some photos as we go and try to put it in the show notes.
Now, I will get you to put characters in the various cells here. So,
are we all waking up?
Justin, as you're over there.
Mildred.
Well, Mildred's comatose at the moment, so she can't put anything anywhere.
He can't.
So he can't.
The DM, he's like a god. He knows everything except for the sex of the character.
He can't see through your clothes.
I missed that detail, that vital detail. Right. If you could please place all the characters in that large cell at the back there. Yep.
All right. That one
That's
there?
It. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'd like to be in the corner, please.
For the viewers
at
home.
You don't get to choose where they threw your numb body.
Well, I'm kind of hoping they threw me in a corner.
For the viewers at home, all our figures are now locked away in a cell in random order.
I'm also going to put... Oh, I've put the bars up there, and there is a door here.
And if you were to log on to Seven Land Hand after this podcast, you'll be able to see the visual representation of this moment.
Thanks
to Dave's camera.
Anyway, so you're in a rather small cell with an iron bar gate in front of you. Phryxian.
Yes.
You're the only one that's up at the moment. What are you going to do? I'll you could try to rouse your comrades. You could try to find out where you are.
Well, I don't want to raise any attention, so I just want to crawl over to the door if I can. Just get a cheeky look out of the door and see if there's anything going on. Yep. If there's anybody around, or if I can. Have I got any senses? Like, good. Am I good at smelling anybody? Or
well,
that
would come under perception. Yep. So you've got perception roll.
Friction is a sniffer from way back.
I've got a plus zero perception. I reckon that probably holds me in good stead, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly right. It means you don't get to add anything to your die roll. Yeah.
It's better than a negative.
Something I'm going to add, which I haven't mentioned before, is the advantage-disadvantage system.
Right.
Now, basically, for doing great things, role-playing, you get the opportunity, kind of like an action point that was introduced during the fourth system, 4.8, fourth edition. God. Yep. I can award you a D20, which is one that you can roll alongside another roll. And if you have advantage, you roll it and choose the higher of the two as your result.
Oh, wow.
If you have disadvantage, you roll both dice again, but you choose the lower of the two results. Okay, that's advantage, disadvantage. I think it's very neat, and it gives me something I can give you. I can give you these spare... I've got a whole bunch of spare dice here, so you can roll this in addition to the other one to see and choose the better result or the... Worst result, whichever.
Cool.
Not that you'd voluntarily choose the worst result, but that's just the way it works out. So for things like role-playing, good ideas, working together, I can just give you one of these, and it's a bit of a... It's like an incentive.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it is. Here you go. Have a roll.
And
have
we get to take the dice
and you can use it whenever you like.
At the end of the night, we get to keep the dice?
Well, you can kiss it, you can hug it gently, tell you that you respect its feelings, and then hand it back at the end of the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't mind pre-loved dice then, Matt. Good. So you have any of those you're going to give me for this perception roll through the bars?
I'm not going to give you any because you're just crawling over to the bar.
It was a great idea, though, wasn't it?
It was a great idea.
Keep that in mind for later, if I'm the ideas nucleus of this game. Right, so just the D20?
Well, you don't necessarily need to roll because you've just crawled over to have a look.
Yeah.
And you're peering through the bars. What can you see? You can't see anyone out in the immediate area outside. However, you do see a big pile of your gear sitting in the almost central in the room.
That's not secure.
Yeah.
Central in the room.
Yeah, I will complain about that.
You recognise that's all your stuff. And then over across the way, you can see two other cells. and you...
Seem empty?
Not 100% sure, but you think you've seen movement in at least one of them.
Mm. Oh, bollocks. Okay. all right. No, Justin's placing dice everywhere as to what we might and might not see. Okay, who looks most fresh out of everyone else? I'm up
Okay, constitution rolls for everyone who's not awake.
19.
Wow. Oh. 7.
But damn.
Yeah.
All
right.
If you rolled snoring. Over 10, you are coming to.
With a modifiers? Jump.
With modifier.
Oh, with modifier.
Yeah, so add your modifier.
Come into.
Jump to my feet.
Is that everybody?
Nine.
I think it's everyone. Okay,
nine.
So you fall, obviously, the
everyone.
Whatever.
A bit lazy.
Everyone except Dixie, is it?
Mildred.
Daisy.
Mildred sleep.
Daisy.
Daisy.
Daisy's asleep as well.
I've changed his last name to Camel Toad, so it's not important.
there you go. Yeah, that's Daisy right there.
It's
Justin's just laying the miniatures down.
Dixie Chain.
Daisy Chain.
Oh. Dixie. I had Dixie Daisy Chain. That was a better name.
Dixie Daisy.
That's a very long name.
Depends which strip club you're in.
That is a good point.
So you started to come too, some of you.
Okay. Okay, then...
Explain.
Okay, yeah. So I'll give... So, all right, we're all laying down.
Frixian, my friend.
Okay. Shh, 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 shh. There's movement in the cell across and all of our shit's in the middle of the room.
We don't
want these people...
I'll get our shit. I can get our shit back.
Wait,
can you?
Yeah.
The guys.
I was going to do a bit of lockpicking magic.
Where are they?
Sounds like Derek's got an idea.
The guys.
He's talking in his sleep. We're in jail again.
Again.
We've been in worse.
I've already sung jailhouse
situations.
So there's no need to come back.
Fixes.
You brought your soap and a rope, didn't you?
I like the jails.
Critical. Yeah, I've done all the iron bar jokes.
Any prison situation?
Has anybody got any skills to get us through this door, or shall I have a look at it for lockpicking magic?
That's your business. Yeah. Balls master. That's
how are you talking? Are you whispering? Are you
definitely whispering? DM. Definitely whispering.
Yeah, we're not even really talking. No, we're more signing.
You're signing. Telepathy.
I love
this is going to be a very, very bland podcast.
Okay.
How
about myself and Claire here? We'll try to have a look at this. Are you Claire? I know you so well. You know. We'll have a look at this door. Derek, you want to keep try and get these two awake because they're.
Yeah. Don't let them swallow their tongue.
Don't let them nod off.
How hard can I?
How hard can he get?
All right.
Well, you mean how softly can you hit them?
Yeah.
So while Derek goes off and tries to wake Daisy and Mildred, I'll have a crack at. I'll have a look at the lock, see if it's pickable or if we're going to need Mr. Magic Fingers here.
Okay. Your shuffling around attracts a little bit of attention from across the way.
That's. Yeah.
Please, don't cause any trouble. Don't cause any trouble.
Who goes there?
He said covertly.
Is that in a whisper?
Frixian, as you're looking through the bars, you can see it's a woman across the way from you.
Hello.
And she's not alone. There's somebody else in the cell there with her.
Husband or something.
Yeah.
An obstacle.
Yeah, I might look like a halfling, but below the waist,
to
I'm
what
full
exactly
size.
Please. They'll come back and they'll torture us again.
Who's got us? Who's holding us prisoner?
The Red Brands.
Anyone know
no,
who the
never
Red Brands are? Anyone got any knowledge?
Yeah, I've got background knowledge on the Red Brands, unless I'm mistaken.
The Red Brands?
They're a cult out of the East. Out of the East.
A cult out of the East?
Yeah. Would be my guess.
They're thugs and brigands.
Yeah, thug cult. Yeah.
They've murdered my husband and they've taken my child and I hostage.
Did you like your husband and child, or is this a good thing?
My husband was a very good man.
Oh, so this is bad. This is a bad day for you then.
It's a very bad
day. Oh, okay.
They've murdered him and they've taken his body. I don't know where.
Well, we're clearly in the same position as you. So
they came for us in the night.
Don't jump to any conclusions, Claire. We've got to look after ourselves here. They've got their own problems.
Actually,
I'll
just check my alignment.
I'm reading this almost straight off my ideals and personality traits. I don't really give a sod what goes on for them and his stupid husband and the stupid children that she lost. I mean, what kind of mother loses a husband and a children? Let's just look after ourselves and get out of this, fix ourselves.
Can I ask, in all this, have we been woken up yet? Or are we still dozing in the corner?
I must say,
who's been actively trying?
Really
yes,
well,
you can.
Xanthi.
Yeah.
Yeah, by now you've woken up. You've managed to wake up. You don't need to roll for that.
So I'm watching this terrible display of, I don't know, flirting.
Whatever it is.
It was flirting. I was saying leave them.
I wanted to get to know them.
No, no. Now that Frixian's found out she's attached, not interested.
Just wants to get the gear.
It's kind of a moot point about freeing them when we're still stuck in this cell, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Let's get ourselves out.
Perfect game.
Derek always cuts to the chase. I like him.
How strong are these bars?
Charity begins at home.
Hey, there's a hole.
Derek, chill. Before we use violence to make a lot of noise and get the red brands back here, let's see if we can get out of here all silently. Yeah.
What have you been having a shout and match meet and greet with the other occupants of the cell?
They started.
At that point, you can hear somebody fumbling with keys and a lock being opened for the main door.
Hooray,
that's in the central
we are
there.
Free.
You're free. And in comes the biggest, baddest orc you've seen.
Since Daisy Chain.
Since
all those ones that we killed just before the celebration.
I'm going to fall down like a dead possum.
Fresh meat.
Yeah, look at the cell over there. They look real tasty to me.
Yeah. So he's come into the jail, but not into our cell.
No, he's entered into the centre part.
And to what is he referring when he says fresh meat?
Oh, it's just a little song he's singing. Fresh meat. Cook you up. Poke your eyes out. Eat everything.
That sounds straight out of Tolkien's...
You said he has keys.
Most beautiful song ever.
Yes, he's got a big... A clump of keys attached to his belt on one of those zip strings that zip right back.
Because
I love those.
It's been
things.
Office works.
Yeah. Mm. So he's a great, big, hulking orc. He's got a hot poker in one hand and a whip in the other. He sees that some of you are up and he's approaching over to your cell. He comes over with his hot poker, banging on the bars. Ah, fresh meat. Ah.
Can I grab his keys off him? Whoa. Are they on his...
Well, he's on the other side of the... No, they're on his about his body, and the poker is probably is big enough that he
keys.
Doesn't have to come right up to the bar. Yep.
Well, you said it's a poker. Is it a red-hot flaming poker?
Well, it looks like it's probably spent some time in a forge or something like that to be nice and hot.
Ooh. So is it sparking against the...
Yeah.
Could we blow some sparks onto his clothes or anything? That sort of sparky?
Interesting. Provocative yet?
You can. Go for it. What would you... What with the amount you've had to drink, you could probably just breathe on it.
All right.
I'm trying to do the poker out.
Ethanol breath.
Oh, no. Use the sparks from his poker to make him catch a light.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
With our beautiful breath.
Oh, blow the sparks.
Yeah. Blow the sparks.
Yep.
I like it.
Not blow the orc.
We've got flammable breath.
Well, that is one way to get out, but I'm not sure.
Come here, orc. I'd like to blow you. I think that's the plan.
Can I cast a ray of frost onto his face?
At the same time as the burning's going.
I'm just going to get straight in there.
We're going for burn, Claire. You're going for freeze. But it's going to stand there and be fine.
He'll crack like a bucket.
He looks like he's just purely in here to torment, to torment
May
people.
May I speak to him?
You can certainly...
Hello. Good day, sir.
Oh, fresh meat. What do you want?
An explanation as to why we are incarcerated.
You'll get none.
Okay.
He goes over to the other side of the room where the other cell is. And your husband was a nice, tasty treat. Your child's next. And off he goes out of the room.
Oh, he leaves.
Seems like a reasonably nice guy, actually, when... All things considered.
Yeah.
He came, he left, he didn't...
Yeah, and you know, he complimented
us. Anybody.
He's doing his job.
He's doing his job. He's got to earn a living.
Should we break out of here?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't fancy being his dinner. Anyone got any...
That's your business, isn't
it? Unlocking, I thought so.
Unlock locks.
Can I have a crack at that?
You can, boy. If you've got the relative skill there, you'd have, being a rogue, you would have thievery, picklock, I don't know, whatever it's called.
Sleight of hand? No, survival
lock pick. First thing we got to do is get our clothes back.
You said our inventory.
My sleight. I've got sleight of hand, which is +5, which seems to be my highest dexterity kind of skill.
Yeah, but he's not here.
Sleight of hand is more stealing stuff.
Yeah.
It's the nearest thing we've got to lockpicks. If you're going to argue against slightly.
Well, in that case, what happens is it's just a dexterity-based skill, so it's a straight a dexterity roll.
Yeah. You would need
with your whatever your dexterity modifier is.
+5 as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can attempt that. But what are you going to use?
Yeah, exactly. What have I got? Is there anything I see that in the...
Well, if your gear is in the middle,
yes,
I can get it with my magic hand. Get your gear. bring it back, give it to you.
Oh,
we have a question from the floor.
Also, the rest of us will search the cell to see what else is... Sorry, the rest of us will...
Yeah. The rest of us will search the cell
for
to see what else is
secret compartments with treasure in them.
Yep. Well, no further bits. What bits and pieces might be in the cell?
Sure. Like well, the cell, the one you're in, is a it's a filthy straw-lined cell, devoid of really anything. It just looks like whatever was previously in here, it evacuated itself, but it wasn't cleaned out. So it's very stinky. It's very dirty. Very soiled.
Poo.
I can clean it if that's a requirement.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Do you run out of what magic points? Have you got a limit?
No, what I've got... Actually, perhaps I should explain this to listeners. So, yeah, in 5th E, 5th edition, I've got cantrips, which I can use at once. Yeah,
at wills, they're what replace
go
the
crazy with them. I'm using one now as I'm talking. Right. And then I've got first-level spells, which is a little bit more. I've got to save those. I get three a day. Yeah. So
you get three, and then you must have some period of rest before you get them back.
Three per portion of activity.
Yeah. So if you were to use a spell and then rest for about an hour, you would then get one of that spell slot back.
All right. So rest an hour, get a spell. All right. Yeah, but my cantrips I use wantonly. So I'm just going to pick up some gear. Can I do that? I use magic hand.
Yep, your magic hand.
Yeah. So I conjure up a magical hand outside of the cell, where it's more useful. And, I'll float it over to our gear, rifle through our gear, get...
Why don't you just drag
well,
the
I
whole
think
lot
you'd be
over.
Specific.
Yeah. £10 or less.
Magic hand, not...
Magic
arm.
Yeah.
Magic
crane. Magic forearm and hand.
Be specific. What are you going to grab?
I'm looking for my Frixion's lockpicking tool.
Swiss Army lockpick set.
You won't be able to be as detailed as that. I think you can't say lockpick and go about. It can't rifle through your things.
Is it voice activated? Do I talk to it?
No, it's not. That's
it's
what
not
I'm saying.
Siri, man.
You could see it from the cell, right? So you're moving things around.
Frixion, you know where your stuff is.
Oh, Siri, are you wearing any underwear?
I'll drag his bag towards him.
Yeah. So it's not going to go into... Yeah, you could do that. It's not going to go into a handbag, let's say, and pick out the lipstick.
Who's saying I'm carrying a handbag?
But we've got magic hands these days that can do that.
Just
we don't have it in
the short, stand. It doesn't mean I'm effeminate. I'm just a halfling man.
Ballmaster.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that for our listeners. Master. We are a equal opportunity. Yeah. Right.
I can think of nothing more
group.
Masculine than being master of balls.
Yeah.
Is that a level? Ballmaster by name, ballmaster by nature.
Is it a level you attained? Were you ball training?
It doesn't
before?
Say if I've got any modifiers for my ball mastery.
Do you start out as ball acolyte?
Yeah. sort of It's been a long time in the making.
Ball apprentice.
And it's a long, sweaty road.
Was this skill an accidental skill, or did you set out to purposely learn
it's ball mastery? It's the family name. My dad was a big ball master, and my granddad before him. Long line of ball masters. And as a... As a product of that, huge family.
Do you deal with all types?
Yeah.
Yeah, he touches himself whenever he can.
So you like the magic hand then?
I call it mastery.
Back to the magic hand.
The magic hand, yes.
No. Only I can control it.
The magic
and it
hand, the
do
magic
what
hand.
He's thinking.
Yes, it's out in the middle of the. It appears out in the middle of the cell block.
Yes.
And.
It waves at me.
It says, hello, I'm here. What would you like me to do? And it'll reach down and it grabs what you command it to, which is Frixion's gear.
Yes. Right. And if it's too heavy to lift, I'll just drag it. Just let it smash along the floor as
there
it comes towards it.
Damaging his antique Fabergé eggs.
They're balls.
Fabergé balls. Yes. Yeah, I don't think it has the appeal.
And I'll unceremoniously dump them within his arm's reach through the bars. Okay. And then I'll dismiss Magic Hand until this evening.
Until later this evening when you might need it again. Right.
I'm straight into my handbag. I'm in my
in that magic
utility
digit?
Bag. I missed that.
Magic digit. Anyway.
Oh.
Sorry, listeners, for that dead air. That was actually about 30 minutes of hysteria. We are now back on deck.
Drops it in front of you, within your arm's reach. Well, Frixion, you've got very short arms, so...
Within his arm's reach.
Within your arm's
reach. It's magic. It does what it should do.
Yeah.
You're able to reach in there, grab get hold of your lockpicks.
Put it a metre away and then just points and laughs and goes, could have had that.
That's the best I've got, yeah. I apologise.
All right, I'm straight into the utility belt.
Yep, grab your lockpicks.
Well, I'm looking through my Batman utility belt items. Straight lockpicks. And can I just take them out and start...
Yep, you can. Yep, so you've got to have a crack at the lock if you want to try and break it open.
Break it? Well, no, skillfully.
Skillfully
unlock it. With a 21.
That's a good run.
Nicely done.
Very good. 16
you
plus 5.
Give it a bit of a twizzle. You don't even give it much of a twizzle. It's just like, it was...
What a crude device.
It was pretty much unlocked already.
It wasn't even locked. Yeah. We didn't even check.
Nobody ever checks.
Live action. I faint.
Okay, doors go open. My
miniature gets knocked over as the door opens. I faint. I'm stunned. I've never done that before. No. I'm an old hand at this. This is good.
The woman across the way says, please, please, take us with you. Get us out of here.
No, sorry, you're on your own.
I have a child. I have a child here. And she's pressed the child against the bars. Here's a child. Here's my child.
Like the mug along the rails. That's his face.
Is the child still conscious now?
The child is still conscious and crying.
I'm just going to go straight for my bag and start putting my bag on. I'm not really bothered. I'm just more interested in us moving on out.
I'm going to get dressed and I will go over to the woman.
Get dressed.
And... that's where I'll go. I'll go near the bar so I can at least look her in the eyes.
Well, I'm going to,
I'm going to pick up my gear off the floor. Yeah.
My name is Myrna.
Yes.
Please, get us out of here.
We shall. We shall get you out.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We need only the help of our locksmith, the ballmaster. He's just getting dressed.
If you must. So I'll go back over to the gate.
Just have another crack at the lock.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this one's even easier.
Rolling
19
like mad.
Plus 5, 24.
The lock, the door swings open and slams you in the face.
That will be 20 rubies, whatever the currency is.
Myrna, and you can see inside she has a young child of probably about 8 years old. Thank you very much. My husband, he's been murdered. We need to...
Are they wounded?
They appear okay. They appear a little bit beaten. But otherwise, they're okay.
Can I sense she's telling the truth, woman to woman?
That's an intuition roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what would you use? Your wisdom, perhaps?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, I'd use my... perhaps my wisdom and charisma.
Your wisdom and charisma?
Yeah. Should I do that?
Well, you can choose one of the two.
I thought you were supposed to tell him. You're supposed to go, I'll let you roll against your wisdom.
Oh, can I use my intelligence? It is great. No?
You can choose. Then he said no.
If you're using intuition, I would be using your wisdom. You're going to just try and...
No, it's wisdom time.
...schmooze her.
That's all right. Yeah, wisdom. I'm a wise woman and I have rolled 12 plus 1, perhaps.
The look in her eye tells you all you need to know.
Yes.
She's being... totally truthful.
All right.
Sounds like she's a victim
Whoa. Now that sounds like the first verse from a Chicago song if I've ever heard one. The look in the eyes.
We're missing a bar.
I watched that the other day.
What?
Chicago.
Did you? Actually, I did that as well. Yeah. There was Peter Cetera was on. Yeah, that was
totally
horrible.
Unrelated, of course. But anyway, you can see from the look in her eyes, she's been nothing but honest with you. She's very grateful that you get out.
I'll give her a cuddle. I know women do that.
Thank you.
I'll give her a cuddle.
She hugs you back, and it's a thoughtful
hands wander.
Hands up. She removes your hands from her buttocks.
That didn't happen.
Well, that didn't happen. All right. So there you go. You're out of the cell.
Well, how are we going to get them out of here now? They seem pretty.
Chummy.
We should knock them out.
I think dead weight's the word you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a nice exactly. way of putting it.
I'm definitely casting the eye around the team like, here we go, what do we want dead wood for? We've got to carry these people around.
Casting your eye not only around the dead weight, but around the room, and you can see that there's only one entrance or visible entrance or exit, and that's the door that the orc came through.
Right. What was her name? Minerva? Morris?
Myrna.
Stay in your cell with your boy. We'll pull the door closed, but tis not locked. And then we'll go and have a look around, kill some bad guys, come back when the coast is clear.
All right, battle formation at the door.
If you think that's best.
Yeah, I know it's best.
Is it Myrna? That's her name.
Myrna.
And she's got a boy.
Yeah. Toby.
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 Maybe we'll take the boy with us.
Collateral, you know.
He looks like he'll grow up to be a strong, fine helper where you've seen the best of your days. I don't want to sound cruel or anything. You know, I love you all. You're the team. You're close. You're like family to me. So I just don't think we need all these other people.
So the door, is it closed? Locked?
The door is closed. The door is locked. Down, you can hear something coming down the hallway in... You think you know what it is. It's that, fresh meat,
Would it perhaps be wise for us to pretend our cell's locked as well? Spring out.
Let's just kill this man. Yeah. Orc. Can you kill
him? There's a wall to hide around.
Well, theoretically, but I have to have some space. I mean,
the door swing in or swing out?
The door swings in.
And does it swing...
It swings in.
Us or towards that cell door.
We won't be able to bluff them back in our cell. We've got our gear.
It swings away from the cell door because that would be good design.
Yeah. Yes.
And who designed this?
All right. For the benefit of the listeners, that's going to make a small corridor there once that door swings open.
It's a big heavy wood door.
And we could hide behind that door somewhat.
Yes.
Yep.
And then jump.
You could do.
Let's do that.
You could do that.
A good plan.
Okay, shall we get the... Who are the main fighters then?
I'm a fighter.
Daisy Chain.
Daisy Chain.
I'm mostly a longbowist, though.
Oh.
Yes.
Derek's
good. I do have a sword, but I'm much better with my bow.
Derek,
well, I don't think you've got
what's your
a
business?
Choice at the
moment. I'm all about great axes, yo.
Oh, this is great axe territory.
Yeah,
let's do it.
This is great axe territory. All right.
It is great axe territory.
So what, we stack up at the corners of the room to take this guy out?
Well... Okay. Yeah, whatever. I mean, you've got
hide
great
into
axe.
The recesses.
Yeah. What sort of range does a short bow need to be?
30 feet.
Oh, okay.
It starts at about 30 and goes out to...
This area here is about...
Put it this way. There's no difficulty in this area. You could hit...
20 feet.
You could hit the wings of a fly.
You know, like to wield a longbow in there, it seems...
It would be a bit unwieldy.
But a short bow could stand up the back and just be ready.
You got one
that's
of
those? What I'll do. Yeah, I've got a short bow. I'll stand up behind...
Okay, so give me some sort of fighting order. Whereabouts are you standing?
I'll stand at the back.
So I'm standing about 5 metres or so away from the front of the door.
Yes. Are you standing... All right, so we're all hiding behind the door. You two are going
to
stand in front of the door.
Directly in his line of sight.
You know how doors end? I'd like to be at the door's end so I can just kind of jab him in the side.
Yeah. Right. We want him to open the door, though, Derek.
Yes. Derek, I'm certain... Having judged his character from earlier, when he sees you and your hulking great axeness, he's going to turn around and leg
fabulous
it.
Well, he loves me, and I am
chest,
meat. So.
And your rippling abs.
Let's
and your
use the people's
wonderful
face.
Biceps.
You've got to. We got to wait.
Sorry, is it visible through the door? Is it like a kind of hatchway?
We got to wait. A big solid door.
We got to wait till he gets right into the room, and then
jingle, jingle. Someone you hear will the close keys. The
door. Ooh, quick,
you hear the bolt unlock sliding back.
Spell cast.
Oh.
What have you cast?
I'm going to cast a spell called Sacred Flame, which does 1d8 damage unless he saves versus something else.
So as soon as he comes through the door, you're going to let that rip.
What does it do, a flame that he walks into?
Can I read?
Please do.
Given that he's not... Last time he saw you, you were in your cells. Now you're all out of your cells. You'll catch him by surprise. So you won't even need to roll for that. It's an automatic action, so it's something that will happen.
Okay.
Right? As long as you succeed the roll.
Sorry. A flame-like radiance descends on our friend that we can all see within 60 feet. Our orcish chum must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage. I'm going to project that he only has about 1d8.
Yeah.
And that's
You've
a freebie, which you can, it doesn't cost you points. It's not oddity.
Yeah, just keep knocking them
just
out.
Just keep pumping them out.
Yeah.
That's the thing about cantrips.
And it looks nice.
So they've kind of balanced it out.
Semi-automatic fire bomb spell.
Boom, 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 boom.
They've balanced out your use of your cantrips, which some of them are offensive, some of them are defensive or just have other abilities. So that way you've got something at least that you can cast every turn.
That's fantastic.
So, it's not something that you've done your job, you one spell, that's it. You're pretty much
like the good old days.
Yeah, like the good old days. Yeah. So that's changed. All right. So the orc's unleashed a bow, he stepped into the room and bang. Off goes your spell.
And off goes his face.
Our first combat. Right. What do I roll?
So you need to roll your D20 and your spell ability. So if you have a look on the back page there.
Plus five,
yep.
My goodness.
Plus five is 15, which is a hit.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Our first combat.
So whatever your damage would be, what was it? 1d8?
Yes, 1d8.
You can roll that, or would you like me to roll?
I trust you. You're the DM.
5 plus...
I think I'll roll that in. No, that's great.
What was it? 1d8 plus...
No, just 1d8.
Just 1d8. Okay, so he takes 5...
Unless I add... It sounds too good damage. To be if I was adding spell attack bonus. That would just be too much, wouldn't it?
It's just say you've had very little time, so bang, that's what you've cool. come up with. All so right. He's taken 5 radiant damage.
Lovely.
Right, from a step. He's batshit surprised, which means he wasn't expecting this, so you've all got a round to act, okay, before he does. But in this case, we still will roll for initiative, which is a d20, and you add your initiative bonus, and whoever has the highest will give the order.
13.
8. So
I'll go...
9. So 7.
So Clarence, what was yours? Clarence?
Yeah.
Clarence. What was yours?
In total, with my initiative bonus, yes. Plus 2, I got 4.
No, with the bonus.
Yeah. 4. With the bonus. 4.
That's yeah. crap.
There's 20 all numbers right. on the dice.
I'm glad you rolled that.
Okay. Frisian.
Well, similar to my friend here, mine is 6, and that does include my bonus of 3.
Derek?
On a d20.
7, including my bonus, neg 1.
What kind of team is this?
Wow. Bonus is negative 1.
Come on, Dezza, we need you up the front of the battle axe.
That's actually really good, though. That puts you first, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
so far.
Out of the 4 it's opposite. And the 6 and
yeah,
the 7.
See, we used to do, in second edition, it was the lowest goes first. In 4th and 5th, it changed it, so it reversed it. The higher the result.
That's what Dave and I were rolling for. We were rolling for low.
Yeah. Your dice knew that, and they had made adjustments accordingly.
What scum sucking rules?
It's just reversed.
What did you roll?
Well, I had a 3, which was over the moon about, and then it's minus 1 to that. So.
Well, I'm pretty terrible.
So 2. So.
Your initiative's 2. Well, unless this guy is dead, he's going first.
That's okay, because you got surprise, you all get your action. You know, so yours went off first. And the
I think we're all just amazed about orc. Mildred's this firebomb that he laid on this troll out of nowhere.
It's pretty.
Yeah, we were just in this darkened room and then all of a sudden, bang!
Mildred doesn't like his attitude. It's very disrespectful. People deserve to be treated with dignity and courtesy. And and quite frankly, sticking us behind bars is just...
That's not no, very
sure, it's not gentlemanly at all.
It's very unchummerlike.
And the fresh meat song was rubbish.
It's very gauche.
Not
very
a chart topper, not at all.
There's no midsection. It was just all verse chorus. It was rubbish.
Now, did that big fireball help you purge your hangover as well? You know, get all that out.
That was a good first round action.
Yeah, exactly.
The orc came in middle order. So first to act is... Daisy.
That's me. All right. Good. Am I That's close good. Enough to stab at him?
You were just behind the door, weren't you?
Yeah. Is he
so the big flames come out. He's still behind the door at this stage, so you would have to step around the door to stab at him.
Do it.
All right. Can I step out in front of him but not quite blocking off everyone else then?
Yep.
And then stab at
him. The general rule about getting in the way of people is... When you're comrades, it doesn't affect, so you can shoot through. It's assumed you shoot over or under or to the side.
Right.
We're
just magical.
Cool, so there's no friendly fire.
So you're going to attack.
Right. Well, in that case, I'm going to stab him.
Generally not.
Or swing my sword at him anyway.
Is there critical misses or anything like that?
That's a house rule thing. So if you roll a 1,
definitely.
That could be bad. Yeah. If you roll a 20, that could be really good.
We have to have critical misses there.
I'm going
to
swing him.
So roll that dice.
8 plus... 4. So I got 12.
Okay, that's a miss.
Oh. All right. Well.
He steps back just before you manage to plug the dice in.
It was a practice.
The dagger even. The sword.
Jeez. It's a great sword.
Ask a question of the DM. For the cunning action thing, says I can do an extra action each turn to do dash, disengage, or hide.
Yeah.
I can't find out what that involves, really. Dash is what, to move closer
or away? Yeah, so it's an extra move, yeah.
Disengage is the same sort of thing.
It's like a strategic step back.
Ooh. Yeah, so these are all like combat things.
Yep.
And hide is just if we're cruising along, I can get out of the way really quick and maybe go unseen.
That's right.
All right, brilliant. Yep.
So it's common. Let's say you've got your opponent confused or whatever. Like now he's just had a fire blow up in his face. You could then step out of view and he would have to then roll to determine where you are.
Okay. And as a rogue, do I have an ability to make myself kind of unseen and small?
If it's on there, look in the fine print.
You are already small.
Yeah.
You are already small.
No, I'm regular size from the waist down. It's just the upper bit.
Of course. You're all completely in proportion.
And everything works perfectly. All right. Okay.
I should explain. So the way the actions work. So you get an action, you get a movement, and you get like minor actions. So a minor action is something where you might change weapons, notch an arrow, that sort of thing. A movement action is what it entails: moving, getting out of the way, moving towards, away from. And your combat action is your attack. Now, some of you may have the ability to do extra attacks, given your abilities. So yeah. That look
I've
on the
fi- yeah.
So the fighters
translates.
Actually have that.
And
but that's a once a per, once per
requires a rest.
That's day, right.
Yeah.
Sort
yeah.
of.
Well, yeah. Once
and
per.
Am I next in the initiative chain? No.
The next is Derek.
Nice.
So, but you've still got the opportunity to move. So we'll assume you've done is you've stepped around, so that's your movement action.
Yes.
You've gone and stabbed him. Now, it doesn't, because it's not very far, you can actually interrupt your movement action. So you can do a bit of a move, stab, and move away. In moving away, you will attract an attack of opportunity.
Then I'll just stay where I am then.
Yeah.
I'm not too far in the way,
Derek,
I believe.
Bring the smack down.
So Derek, you're bringing the smack down?
Yeah, I think I'm next. I'm just going to charge at him, kind of fast.
Okay.
With my axe high.
All right, you can do that. So you're running headlong at him. Now, you're probably not... the distance isn't sufficient for you to actually do the charge action.
Oh, this is just to scare him, not to get any benefit.
Yep. No worries.
He's just running.
He's just running. You're jogging.
How tall is Derek?
Derek, how tall are you, man?
The miniature is very imposing.
Yeah, quite tall. Well. Probably about maybe a foot shorter than the orc.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's all been established how tall the orc is.
And the orcs are pretty bloody big.
All right. Cool.
Now, let's say you're about...
the orcs are actually only 3 feet
what
tall.
What height do you want to be?
Derek here is...
6 foot tall?
6 foot. There we go.
Hey.
Derek
just
is 6 foot.
Just made the orc 7 foot tall. Shit.
Come on. So, Frixian, are you just like
run
sticking
away.
Balls?
Feet. I should say you're about feet shorter.
Okay.
Anyway.
So I charge a distance at it, and I'm close, and now I attack it.
Yep. Big over, sweeping overhand with your axe.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
rolls a...
17.
That's enough.
Push bonus.
Your bonuses.
With the attack bonus plus 5, 22, yes.
Yep, that's a big, solid hit. And your damage?
It's D12 plus 3 slashing. Where is D12?
I think you have cleft our friend in twain.
Yeah.
Push-ah! 9,
a well
12
friend.
Damage.
12 damage.
How did he like 12 damage,
he
Matt?
Does not like the 12 damage at
I'm
all.
I'm going to pack
he
up the short bow.
He splats down. Yeah. You've split him down the middle. He didn't even get a chance. He
Toby.
Did not even get a chance to use that hot poker.
I feel kind of sorry now.
Is
do
he
we get
constantly
to let fly
keeping
with a few
his poker
verses?
In a hot
That's
place
why
or
he has
something?
To keep going away. He goes away, heats his poker up and comes back, so he's got a very short time.
As he draws his dying breaths, so I just limp into a few verses of fresh meat. Fresh meat.
Well, he certainly is fresh meat now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've knocked the orc down. He's dead. What do you do with him?
Steal bits from
keys.
Him. Have a look.
Kick
what
him.
You take his keys.
We fossick.
You fossick around. You find some keys. You find on him the hot poker, the whip, if you really want those things. The hot poker is just an iron bar.
What's this guy doing when he steps out? What are we going to find on the other side of this door? We're in a dungeon.
Let's take it all. The whip might come in handy for...
Definitely.
Whipping.
Hoping or tying something and pulling it over. The hot poker to set fire to something.
Now that he's out of the way, you can sort of have a vision into the room. Okay. So if you turn over the next room there.
So there's a tile turning over now.
That's it.
Dun, dun.
It's
a big reveal.
Is there any benefit from roguing it up with his, finding anything else upon him?
It's a green tile.
You find a couple of copies, a few fingers. Other way around.
Oh, this is great.
You find a few fingers, a couple of ears, a couple of coins, nothing
I'll
really
take the coins.
Of any value. Okay, a couple of coppers. All right. He seemed to be somebody who enjoyed, he worked just for the pure enjoyment.
486 coppers.
Yeah.
Hey, DM, does he have, being familiar with the red band, the Red Fist clan. Does he have that typical marking that they have on them to show that he's from the Red Skull?
Yeah, to have a look at the way he's dressed, so he's pretty much in leathers, apron, and he has a bit of a headband, which is red.
Yeah, and I know that to designate him as a member of the Red Hornets.
He's wearing a red headband at this stage. You've got no idea.
If we see another guy with a red headband, we can assume they're mates.
Maybe there could be a uniform.
Could be. At this stage. Okay, or employees. All right, yes, I understand.
All right.
Matt's putting the doors in. Okay. It's very 3D.
The new tile has
You've been stepped
revealed.
Out. There is a new area out there. Now, immediately what takes your notice is around the outside, around the border of this room, are some sarcophaguses. Sarcophaguses.
Roughly how many?
There's three.
Roughly.
Right. Roughly. Roughly. There's one close to you.
Why not just...
Yep, there's one.
Exactly.
Just along on the
doorway.
Wall.
What a clumsy place to go and put the dead.
There's one just by the door.
That door?
Yep, and like two there. Against that back wall.
Okay.
One.
Two against the back wall.
So there you go.
Right.
So there's three sarcophagi.
Is the room lit?
There's just very low sconces on the walls.
What is a sconce?
A sconce is like a...
It's a sconce but with quince.
Someone's set on fire.
It's set into the wall, and actually the burning torch or the oil lamp or whatever can sit on it. So it's basically to replace...
Oh,
a
sconce.
Sconce.
Yeah.
Sconce.
You meant a sconce.
Sconce.
I got you.
Sconce upon a time.
East from north.
Now, that's not the only thing you notice about the room. So you've got the sarcophagi are stone and are standing in this area. Propped up against each sarcophagi is a skeleton.
Well, so just prop
the skeletons outside.
They're outside.
This is trouble. We're going to be fighting skeletons in any second now.
No way.
I've got not some non-skeletons.
Yeah, look, he's... Oh, all right.
Can Mildred do something religious?
You can now that you're level two.
Although you did state at the beginning you're almost atheist.
You can still,
I'm atheist unless
atheist,
I need to
can.
Be religious. He
said cleric bordering on atheist.
Still be religious and not actually believe that there's anything there.
Yeah, God might believe that you believe.
In fact, I think most churches are full of those people.
So propped up against each sarcophagus is a human skeleton clad in bits of rusty mail. False columns along the walls are carved in the image of a spreading oak tree. There are double doors in the southeast corner. And they are sheathed in a tarnished copper plate.
Sorry,
so that's the double down in the corner.
So that's southeast?
Yep, southeast, yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to what compass direction is that?
That'd be northwest.
Oh, that's your north. Okay.
We're just getting our bearings.
North is up at this end of the table.
Did they have a north back then?
We know that considering, you know, we're... In a cell on the ground. We're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, you've actually got a directional dice there. Yeah, good. Good, right?
Well, dwarves are pretty good at sensing direction, aren't they? So even if you're right under a mountain and you're a dwarf,
you know how far you are under. The skeletons don't appear to be moving at this stage.
Why on earth would you say that?
Yeah.
Are there any pebbles
what
on the floor?
What a crazy thing just to come out with.
Are there
any pebbles?
Warnings,
yeah, like
at this stage...
Bits of pieces of
there is no death and destruction occurring.
Just
at this point.
The orc had various things on him that you could probably pick off and throw.
All right, I'm going to do that then. I'm just going to pick bits and pieces off the orc and just chuck them at the skeletons.
Hopefully
with some force.
Let's work as a team and do it Mildred's way. I think he was about
to do it. After Mildred does something religiously but not quite.
Don't annoy the decorations, because the decorations come alive and kill you.
I'm destroying them.
Yeah. Have you got anything in the
Mildred does
detective,
the religious-y thing?
Detective skeletons are feeling angry and want to come and animate themselves. And
that's a really good point. Does a cleric have that as any kind of innate talent? Sensing that they are in fact undead and not just bones?
You've got turn undead as an ability.
Yep.
I don't think there's any. You can just use it as a perception roll. So as a cleric, you might be able to note whether there's any necrotic.
Are they looking at us?
I do have a perception thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Use your perception.
13.
So mix it probably with your wisdom. Opened.
It so says passive wisdom brackets perception.
So use your wisdom roll
+3,
and then add your perception to that.
your perception modifier?
No, my perception is a number. It's 13.
That's a skill perception.
That's, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's it. They roll.
Where's the skill perception?
In the list, skills list. You should have perception on the skills list.
You can follow at home.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Okay.
Yep.
So that's plus three.
So passively is more for me. So okay. Something's passive. I'm rolling against your passive perception.
Passive-aggressive.
If you're actively using your perception, then you use your perception modifier.
Okay. Yeah. There's a sneaky roll. Like, so maybe you won't see this. It's a two. Did you see it?
Look.
You're not getting any emanations off there. They appear at this stage to be propped.
Right.
Are you sure? Perhaps
it
you should look again.
To Derek.
Can I have another?
It is a bit odd, of course, that the skeletons are on the outside of the sarcophagi. Mildred's walked in. As soon as you
presenting
get within 10
his holy
feet,
bits and pieces.
You Sorry? Seem as soon as you seem to step in within 10 feet of this thing, yeah. It animates.
You should have thrown some rocks.
That's okay.
Now
I attempt to turn. But Mildred attempts to turn.
Derek speaks in third person.
Have you gone straight into the room?
He speaks a lot of his intelligence.
Yeah, right straight into the room.
Okay. Well, I suppose. So we've adventured enough to... So if Mildred said, they don't look like they're going to animate, and we'd all just go, well, fair enough.
Why would you doubt him? He's a cleric.
Yeah.
All right.
So
is it action time? Is it
initiative
time? It's kicking off.
Right. Initiative rolls.
All right.
Oops.
Have I got that spell that fills a room with flame?
I don't know. Have you got that room? Pillar of flame?
Let's find out.
Clarence.
I rolled a natural 20.
Wow. Okay.
Plus my initiative of 2.
22. Frixian.
13.
Oh, you rolled a d20.
Derek.
7 total.
Mildred?
I'd go back to this if I was you, Justin.
19. Minus 1, 18.
18. Daisy?
20.
20. Oh, high roll this time around.
Lightning.
And I'll roll for the skeleton. Oh, jeez. That's a good roll for a skeleton.
What'd they get?
19.
This is their big moment. They've been obviously standing here for thousands of years waiting.
Absolutely ready.
I'm ready for this.
Guarding these sarcophagi.
Only the one is animated.
Yeah.
Oh.
Only that one.
How
right
far away
door.
Is Mildred from the others?
About 30, 40 feet.
All right, so I think
Mildred,
we can work this out.
Mildred, for Christ's sake, don't go further.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, don't go further.
He hasn't been invented yet.
First action.
Invented.
Matt, just to clarify on a rule, to use my an extra action and dash, when does that occur as on initiative?
You can use that, you can either use that before or after, so your main action. So your main action is an attack action.
Yeah, and that
you can
happens
use that
on initiative.
As well. Well, that just happens when you... Yeah, based on the initiative, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, instead of one action, you get two, but your second action has to be one of those three things.
Yes, okay.
All right, so you get two actions.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with Clarence.
Mm. Well, I'm quite a long way away to be useful, I think.
You can hold your action.
Yeah, I might go and see how Toby's doing. And the woman. Just check
Clarence
up on
goes them. And checks on Myrnar and Toby to make sure that they're okay. Yeah.
Seems like the place to be.
You're not afraid of skeletons, are you, little boy?
Mildred.
Best not look in the other room.
Mildred acts next.
How old is your child now?
9 and 4.
Right.
Don't tell them they have skeletons 13. Hiding inside them.
Yes, yeah, so 13. Yeah. So I tell. How old are you now? I'm 30 and 13.
All right, Mildred.
Mm.
You're up. Your action.
All right.
It's better be a good one. You're right in the thick of it.
I think we'll try another one of those sacred flames. Can I do that again?
All right.
It's a cantrip.
Yep.
Yep, so you're able to use that. Yep.
What's the radius of it? You're standing next to the skeleton.
That's a really interesting point.
Mm. Tell you before it descends on him.
Are you worried that I'm going to wake up the other two?
No, I'm worried that you might burn yourself.
Oh, yeah. It'll just hit the wall and come straight back at you.
No, it doesn't seem to talk about...
Radius?
Radius or area.
Do it.
So I'll do that. Do I roll the D8 or do you?
You can roll it.
No, I think you should...
All right, fine. 6.
Yeah.
All right. Takes 6 damage. Okay.
So that skeleton's down 6.
Next is... I don't know where I was planning on writing that.
Can we get the big fella in? The big man?
Next is...
Dezza. Dezza.
No? Well, oh, sorry. I should have said, when are you going to hold your action to Clarence?
Till turn 4.
Turn 4.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know the denominations.
Okay. So Mildred has just gone.
We've got Presbyterian.
it's the skeleton.
Episcopalian.
So the skeleton gets... if you have a look at it, it's got a short sword. There's a short bow attached to its back somehow. It's just wearing armor scraps.
You rolled an amazing initiative and held. Is that what happened?
It's got the end.
off the charts.
So using initiative. Its short sword just to hit you...
I'm going to stand here first.
rolls
me. I'll do this.
An 11 against your armor class.
Sorry?
11 against your AC.
Do you want me to roll something?
No. I've rolled right 11 to hit your AC. So up the top there.
18.
18 is a miss. Okay, so it just bounces off your
my bits
garments.
And pieces.
Yep. Why does the cleric have better armor than I do?
And the fighter, yeah, I was about
he's,
to say.
He's a dwarf.
He's a tank out.
He's a tank out.
Yeah. Unnaturally hardy.
yeah.
Okay. When he casts spells, he sort of gets all glowy inside. You don't want
Derek.
That beaming off. You want to get intensified and then project the magic. That's what I picked up on my adventuring travels.
There you go.
Picture Gimli, son of Gloin, and all that fur and that hair and that sweat. Yeah.
And a glowing magic within.
Yeah, lying spread eagle.
It's a song by Chicago. It goes a little bit like this.
Derek.
Dezza!
Am I next?
Yes, you are.
Wow.
Bring it.
With bring the destruction.
Well, given that Clarence is going next after you with a 22.
Stop calling me Clarence.
Sorry.
Queer.
Well, I'm going to say charging worked pretty well the first time. I'm going to stick to it as a tactic. Let's charge that guy.
It's not clear.
Okay. It is clear.
Screaming, preferably.
But the way he says
it. You will have difficulty this time in that Mildred is in the doorway, so
sound like
blocking your
product.
Charging. blocking your attempt to charge.
So what will I have to do to get past that?
You just... It's an ordinary move, but you couldn't charge.
Oh, well, okay. I'll just... Walk fast towards him.
kind of shuffle.
Twice he's tried to charge. Both times he's just had to run.
Yeah. You're in a, charging is kind of limited in a dungeon setting because there's not enough room.
That's
you
a pity.
Swing
a
when he says charge, he just means run.
So it's the pity this whole yeah. scenario
so
happens
it's a matter
within
of the
a dungeon.
Literacy.
yeah, I just want the mechanics of the charging. I just want the drama.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
Your special skill is charge, which you cannot use in confined spaces. Unfortunately, this evening, we're playing in a confined space.
There'll be no charging.
It's more of a shoving.
Yeah. Except down long corridors.
Can I just... I really want to
Let's give it a solid roll. Sorry. That guy.
Apologies.
Five. Solid 5.
Plus my 5 is 10.
Is a miss.
Yeah. That was your moment, and you blew it.
For the skeleton, you could probably still hit a skeleton, but you know, all you do is just knock off a bone or something, and it's not really going to stop
it. Chip it a little bit.
Can I
but later when we get to,
can
later
I take
when we get to check out,
sure.
you're gonna,
the girl
you can,
will say, how would you like to pay
you
for this?
And
say, charge? Sorry, not this game.
It's gone until you have a break.
Yeah, I'll save it.
You save it, okay. No worries. Let's move on to Clarence.
I will hold.
until
the end, if I
until
may.
The end.
Until
right.
the end of this
okay.
turn.
Let's go.
You just make us do all the work.
Just want to see how it goes now.
Mildred, you're back in
again.
Whoa.
What happened to the other two in the team?
Yeah, what's Toby
chilling.
Doing?
We're
he's just sort of lying there, sort of sponging up.
Don't worry about
the goodness of
it. No. Human shield.
Just playing a cutting game.
What about Daisy Chain and
Daisy, sorry,
the Ballmaster?
No, I like
Daisy, yeah.
Daisy Chain and the Ballmaster.
Like
great album title.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's
like
Chicago.
They should have done it for the other
I would like to go hit the skeleton.
Yes.
So I'm going to move up to it and hit it if I can.
She rolls and
I
she
can't.
Rolls. It's a 2.
I try.
A 2. But I'm sure with the modifiers.
It
oh, yeah, that it's a 6.
It's there still
a
miss.
It's
an instant
you're
death.
Just trying to insinuate yourself and it sort of embarrass
I
yourself,
tried.
Really.
Given now that Derek.
But I might maybe.
Nudge?
Come, yeah, just like nudge off.
Charge.
Not
no,
too
blocked,
close to the other
blocked
one.
Into the doorway now.
Yeah,
oh, right.
No, yeah,
oh,
pass
man, this doorway's getting crammed.
Yeah.
I think that skeleton would be terrified by now.
1,000 years of nothing and then 3 random dudes charging at you. Yeah.
Well, they don't charge.
They shove.
We clarify that.
Quite briskly, though.
What the hell's all this shoving about?
So
I wouldn't even know if he's hostile yet. He's just
what are the rules on being able to see this skeleton
God,
where
to talk to.
So I swung at
you won't be able to. You've got 2 human meat shields.
I can't even
at the moment.
I won't even be able to fight my way through being as small as I am to stab him in the bone.
No. So you can take this opportunity to prepare something.
Tea.
Small dish.
Small sandwich. Yeah. Okay, I'll hang out with Clarence now. Yeah. And
some light refreshments.
So is he really sleeping with someone, one of these other people?
One in the group, yeah.
It's but not me. Why didn't you choose me?
Well, we don't know if it's not you.
I think I know. But you're not using your magic skills.
The cleric probably knows.
That'll
you know,
come
he has
out at
to treat
the end of the
everything
podcast.
Oh. All right. Hold on for that, listeners.
So now, Clarence.
Mm-hmm. My time to shine.
Your time to shine.
I would like to... What can you tell me what Toby's doing with his mother?
Well, lazing about, obviously.
Hearing the sounds of battle going on, Toby, and being quite a young child, he's snuggled in nurturingly into his mother.
Toby, come with me. Now, it's your time to become a man. I don't mean it like that. I mean, it's the time to step up. Separate Toby from his mother.
You're not getting breastfeeding envy, are you?
Wow.
Claire.
Forcibly.
There's Claire. A word for people like you.
You're not getting breastfeeding envy, are you?
He grips onto his mother tighter.
I think there's a department for people like
you. Well, I've got ideals of an apprentice, a young mage apprentice. I want his training to start immediately.
Myrna said, it's now really the time.
Myrna,
this DCP.
We've got to get the boy in early. Myrna, will you trust me with your child?
Why?
So you're going to use your action to persuade the mother.
What could you possibly want to use him for?
No, I'm just going to... I'm going to teach him the ways of magic.
Now?
It's going to begin now. It's a long process. It's 8 years.
Now? Can you wait at least till you've got us out of here, and then he can apprentice to you?
Well,
although I don't know how much magic ability he has.
Very well, Myrna. We will revisit this.
What are you playing at, Claire?
Clarence.
Yeah, whatever.
Top of the order.
Clarence
back to Daisy.
I am doing that.
Miss Camel Toe, what are you playing at? Same thing.
I'm just going to train him up to be a mage. Just want to start now. Start him as an apprentice.
I think that's more of a 10th level thing.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a perversion.
Yeah.
And we don't do that, really. Okay. So listeners know this isn't a pervert, self-help group. We're not going to talk about how Dave feels
so
at this
I
moment.
Can't
or
have
Toby.
The boy. Very
none
well.
Of that.
Not yet. Daisy.
Oh, it's me again.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to whack him again.
I've got you in order the right time around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to give Clarence 2 suspicion
okay,
points.
Okay, hang on. What am I this time? I am 10.
Is a miss.
Yeah. Oh, what did you do?
Curiosity,
you smacked him.
What are we trying to roll to hit this?
I'm kind of just,
a
you know,
never
I'm
gives
up,
away
my
his,
shoulder just,
what are you
know,
using?
Stretching.
How sprightly is this
a great
skeleton?
Sword?
You can basically
it's
figure
not
out
so
by
great.
My,
not
you know,
so
tell me telling you whether it's a hit or a miss.
I told you I was better at a distance.
Yeah.
Okay. The longbow.
It is...
I'm never going to be able to use that.
No.
The skeleton's turn. Okay.
Do it, skeleton.
It lifts one animated arm with a sword in it. And just clatters off.
Still waking up.
Usefully. Yeah, unusefully. All right.
Mm.
Gives its jaw a wiggle.
Didn't do anything at all.
The big man, Dezza.
Go, Dez.
No, I actually put him out of order, so I'm getting back in initiative order now. I've still got it wrong, mind you. Doing a great job here.
You could have
got
your shield and we would
no, not Derek. Mildred.
Mildred hits it. With his warhammer.
Yes.
Okay. Meldred.
He's
Mildred.
Doing everything. He's doing the most. I know I'm speaking for he's someone right doing the least, it. But he's doing the most.
We're sitting in the back spectating.
God, he's such
going,
an attention
amazing. Yeah. Look, he's
drawing. I'm just drawing
swapping
life.
Weapons.
Drawing
oh,
from
so
life.
So going to be a 20.
You should use a big die.
Said it was 5. Yeah. What does one add, if anything?
This thing here. I'm pointing on my sheet.
Two.
To my 4. Plus 4.
Plus
oh, yes.
Four.
So that was a 9.
9 is a miss.
Attack bonus.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. It's a miss. Anything else there?
For such brittle things.
Are you
going to
move out the way? Maybe I'm yelling from the back.
Move
around.
You can, yep, but right. It just gets a standard attack of opportunity.
Okay. To step backwards.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah. If you were the rogue, you know, he's got that ability that can allow him to disengage. You can take that like a one step.
Yep.
Back, but a defensive one step. So you can do
what
that.
About a he's tango. A defensive. Yeah, I'll do a mild foxtrot and see if that lets Derek in for more sort of something more vigorous than shoving.
So you want to move back slightly. You want to move back.
And also daisy chain. Give daisy chain some scope.
Yep, you move back out of combat. You can.
Yep.
Mm. So just move yourself back a little bit.
And the other skeleton comes in. Yeah,
yeah. Sort of in the opposite direction from number two.
So glad all three aren't away.
So you've moved back a bit, and that opens it now for Frixion.
Oh, right.
He's so far
can
away.
I get through into that room at all now? Money little.
No, there's still two people blocking the doorway, so you need the big guy to get out of the way.
Half of this game is negotiating the logistics of fighting in dungeons. And goodness me, it's difficult.
All right, so
it's like that, you know, Tetris. Think of it like that.
What I'll do is I'll move right up behind, a bit right behind Daisy, and I'll encourage them to move around into the room so that we can all try to get rid of this guy.
All right, so you yell encouragement at them. Move around in the room.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Clarence.
Except for you, skeleton. Don't
I will. Do I have provisions with me?
You probably have. No, well, you wouldn't have had a chance. All anything, any food, stuffs and that would have didn't make the travel with you. It was just your personal gear.
I would carry some food and water.
Maybe you've got some.
I'll share it with the other captors.
Okay, you share.
I really admire your humanitarian side.
Toby's starting to trust you now. He feels like, giving me food. Go. Yeah, beware of strangers.
I give it
candy.
To his mother as well.
Yeah, share it. Okay, she's very grateful.
Just left.
But she's still. Is this really the time?
Well, you looked hungry. My goodness, there's a congestion here, which
just waiting for it to clear.
Not even with all my magic could I get past.
No amount of magic hands would solve.
We might clear the congestion now. Okay, Derek.
Yeah, I think it's time to step past the skeleton.
Go on,
staying
Dez.
In the same distance but
stop
moving around.
Stop screwing around,
I can
Dez.
Do that.
Take this man down.
Yeah, if you want an attack of opportunity.
Excellent. Yeah,
no worries. So you get to roll at you. Oh, it's, and let's see, 17 plus
you really want to go
zero.
There?
It's 17 against your AC.
So 17.
It's a hit.
Oh.
So he takes.
That's what you got
to
do.
Now, with hit values, I can either choose to take a total amount or I can roll for it. So I might mix it up. I'm going to roll a D6.
Out comes the D100.
5 points of damage.
Five. Okay. Let's mark it. My current hit points is down to 17.
All right.
Less healthy.
How's the skeleton looking, Matt, after getting hit and stuff?
He's all bones. He's on the bare bones of himself.
He's frowning.
So I've moved. I'm going to swing at the guy again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take him down.
All right. 15 for a total of 20 damage. D12. Let's do it.
It's exciting.
9 plus 3 is 12 damage.
Dead. It falls to pieces. It crumbles into dust.
Sweet.
Who knew all we had to do to beat this guy was move?
Has he moved a bit close to the other skeleton?
I am facing away from
not at this stage.
Don't look at it.
Okay, so as the skeleton's fallen, crumbling to the ground, I'm going to give Mildred, I'm going to give you an advantage dice here for being brave and... There you go.
First to charge into a fray.
So you're first to charge into a fray, so there you go. Oh, it's a one. What a good roll. So you can keep that and use it as an action dice whenever you want. Whenever you have to roll a d20, you can roll that with it, and then you can choose the higher of the two dice you roll.
And Claire and I are going to get for holding up the rear guard.
Okay, nothing at this stage. All right, okay. That's my first one.
Our so that's, deserved, thanks.
That's yours to put with your pile.
Lovely sandwich, by the way.
There we go.
That's 18.
There we go. The 20 is actually the little symbol. All right. These are from D&D encounters.
Okay. Wow. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Authentic thing.
Yeah, they were my player dice. You give them out to players. Anyway.
Is it all quiet now?
It's all quiet.
So we can probably anticipate.
Nothing has happened from the skeletons on the other side. They have not become animated. As
So we have a choice. Current positions. Do we wish to animate the skeletons and kill them, or do we want to open some doors?
Or a sarcophagus, which are always plump with treasure in my experience.
Or dead guys.
Could I just ask about this dice? I've never seen one like this. Where would I get something like this?
Well, you've got one now.
I know, but if I wanted to buy my own, where could I possibly go to get something like this?
Good game, St. James. Oh, now in Cannington.
Except not that one. You'd have to go to eBay to get that one.
That's not what he meant.
Yeah. D20s.
He meant advertise the store. Very good.
Shameless.
Good game, St. James. Now in Cannington.
Yeah. So there you go. So there's a sarcophagus standing where the rubble of the skeleton used to be. Nothing blocking its way. If you have a look at it, you can see that it's it's carved as if, in the way the typical fashion was to carve a likeness of the person who's supposedly entombed within.
So you didn't have to keep opening it to see who was
in it. So you'd bury it.
And be disappointed at the chest.
Who is buried here?
Is Dad dead? Have a look at the sarcophagus, see if his face is on it.
So does the skeleton and the carvings match, or is it all meaty?
Like the skeleton's a skeleton, you couldn't tell.
Okay.
You couldn't tell from the bone structure.
Say, yeah.
Hand up, yes.
Before anybody moves, I imagine I might have some skills at looking for any triggers that might have set off. Or,
sure.
Can I have a look to see if there's any traps or the paving in the room that might have set off this?
I'll be using your wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yep.
Roll against that?
Yep. Or with it.
With it. Roll with it. A 20.
Oh, nice. From where you're standing, you can cast your eye over the room and just go, yeah, no, there's no trigger there. Yeah, there's no trigger there. No, there's nothing. I think if we move to within 10 feet of this thing, that's what caused it to animate. That's a trigger. But I don't think there's any trigger per se. Okay. Is what you would tell your comrades.
So there's a 10-foot trigger, but there's no actual trigger.
So you're just saying...
Proximity. Proximity.
Because there's
is
any
the trigger.
Mechanical trigger.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, what's the scale on this? Is one of those squares 10 feet?
No.
No, there's no is scale. The answer.
Okay.
It's the same as what's
right.
This is more just for dramatic feel. It's not
representational.
For scale. Yeah.
Can we have some sense of how wide that room is?
So the room itself is probably...
11 feet wide or...?
15, 20 feet wide.
Is it as simple as we say to you... We don't want to move within 10 feet of this.
There you go.
And we maintain that.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah. So
you
can
maintain
decision.
Proximity.
So Derek is not within 10 feet of number
no,
two?
No, not at this stage. No.
Okay.
So the next decision would be, do we want to open this sarcophagus and retrieve all the treasure, or do we want to deal with these skeletons the best way we can beforehand?
I want to do both.
You have a short bow. Couldn't you shoot one of them from, away?
But it's just I'm not killing anything.
Yeah, I don't think you can kill them until they animate.
Yeah, but I guess if they're already crushed, what are they going to do? Come back as dust?
Well, they don't have any organs or muscles, but they still manage to move.
Oh, no, so this dust is coming towards me.
Yeah.
It's going to choke up my lungs.
Does the cleric have any holy water in his inventory?
You may well do, yeah. Yep. And you can certainly bless water, even if you had regular water. So.
All right, I need a receptacle. I shall make water. And then I shall bless it. And then
everybody spit in a cup.
Any water will do.
And then Meldred will pour a little on the sarcophagus to see if it hisses or does anything unholy.
It cleans it up a little bit.
Right. That's nothing spit. Dramatic. Ooh,
wow.
The blue smoke genie doesn't come out.
No. You've just washed away a bit of the dust.
Yes. As opposed to...
We should consolidate into the same room, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, maybe... Maybe you should give up with Toby. Or bring Toby along.
How's that apprenticeship going? In the next room.
It's going well. Toby is being nourished.
I reckon we animate the skeletons and clear them up, but let's get in a battle formation so we can deal with them a bit better, so all hands are on deck rather than just two of us having a swing at them.
Yes.
How does that sound?
Yeah. Good. So sarcophagus first or later?
Later.
In case we get knocked back.
You know, when all the gold spills out, it might knock us over and within and 10 feet of a skeleton.
Of both skeletons, even.
Yeah.
So, all lined up, sort of thing, ready to snort.
Yeah, that is exactly how it's looking.
Okay, so you've lined up like a football team on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, eyeing off your opponents.
Clear of silver, still back with Toby, talking about acne and good facial cleansing options.
This is a natural part of life.
You ever seen a man naked in the shower, Toby? Just a reference to the Clarence movie. For those who are listening and have no idea what we just talked about, we're talking about Flying High,
1970s.
Mr. Meat at this stage.
You could accuse the skeletons of eyeballing you, except for the fact they don't have any eyeballs.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a strange talk.
Derek.
How do we trigger this? Send Deser in.
That's how I see it. I see Derek waiting in.
It's a ball of meat.
He's definitely, if we don't move, we give him enough room, still no way he could charge?
Probably not.
If he was at the end of the room and the target was at the other end of
the
room.
And it was a clear day.
And there was nothing wet on the ground.
Sarcophagus free.
What if we clear a path from the door and he goes all the way back to the cell... goes from the cell, gives himself a boost off the door, then charges.
It's not animated. It's just
a charge would be then he'd be charging around the corner, and you know that breaks the charge.
I can dash in.
It's a straight line.
Someone disengage.
Pick up the skeleton, move it to the other side of the room. I position the other side. We're good.
All right.
But yes,
Jenny, maybe using my special skills of dashing and disengaging, can I go boom, dash in, get out, and then everyone else so I dash in, trigger it. Pop straight back out, everyone unloads.
You want to do the fakey.
Can we just whip it?
But wait. Do the fakey. Isn't the best thing, as it starts animating, an axe is coming down at his head.
Yes.
So you start from 10 feet swinging.
Oh, and there's no point in me doing it.
No.
I want Deser there, you know.
Someone, whoever. The MVP, yeah.
Yeah.
Derek.
Bring in the MVP.
Bring that man back in. He starts swinging, and so the skeleton's like, this is it. It's my time. I waited.
Clunk.
But doom.
Yeah.
D12 damage
want.
To the face.
Why can't Derek charge at that distance of an angle?
Oh, no, probably could.
Oh, but there is a door there.
We forgot about
the door.
Yeah, we don't need to kill the door.
The door opens this way.
The door could open all the way back.
Yeah, it could swing all the way back on the hinge.
Can you let him charge? Can you let a man charge?
If you want to charge,
let a man
charge.
Oh, my God.
Rulers
are getting taken out at this stage.
He's 100 feet away.
I'd like to see the skeleton remain unanimated.
You know what? It just gives you
quick.
A plus one to your
straight into concrete.
Concrete
wall.
So if you want that extra plus one,
trips and then
go
falls.
He's going to impale himself.
Don't trip.
On the bone?
Yeah.
It beats having a minus one.
So is that what we've decided, guys? I'm going to charge for the skeleton, or would you like to do the
mage? I'm happy to see you impale yourself.
We found a way to get you to charge.
On the bull's horn sarcophagus that.
She's from Texas.
If you've got 22 hit points, how much is 5 hit points like? Is he just bleeding a lot out of his arm? Or like?
Who? If you?
Imagine like a scrape.
It's a pretty serious scratch. Yeah. You know what? That's a real grey area that I think has never been addressed with D&D.
It's what D&D is actually notorious for, is that if for those who don't know, if you start out with 10 hit points, that means that when you get to 1 to 0, you're unconscious. But in these rules, you can lose 9 and still be perfectly capable of combat and jello wrestling and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not inhibited in any
way. Adrenaline rush.
No. There used to be, in 5th edition, they introduced bloodied. Now, is where if you lose half your hit points, you're considered bloodied. But, you know, I didn't see any reference to being bloodied in the new rules set. So I'm just going to assume that you can... If you're a Superman and you get... if you're a superhero... That didn't come out right. If you're a super adventurer... Wait, super. You're nothing super. If you're just you...
Okay.
You are not going to suffer any penalties just because somebody stabbed you with a spear.
Okay.
Okay.
And not if like you're getting hurt, Deser just sees Klezer.
There you go.
Loving the Z's.
Helzer.
So you're eyeing the skeleton off. He's not eyeing you back, by the way. He's not making any moves at all, and you're going to charge him.
Definitely, charging's worked so far this time. Or moving fast. I'm going to just move faster now. Charging. All right.
Okay, you're charging with an axe. You're just going to knock this defenseless skeleton.
Defenseless. Minding his own business.
All right, in you go, charging. As soon as you get within 10 feet of this thing, it starts to animate.
I scream at it and continue charging.
Yeah.
Derek the locomotive.
He rolls.
Deser does
15.
It's a hit. Your axe, well, considering it's only just animated, your axe grinds it to a pulp.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
Grinds it to a pulp.
A thousand years, it wakes up.
Didn't even have a chance
what the
to do
hell
anything.
Is that?
Wait until all listeners see that reenactment on YouTube.
It didn't even have a chance to become sentient.
Can we get a replay on that?
That's it.
Just, smothered in the crave
dust.
I don't think you can charge the other one.
You've just destroyed...
You didn't
a skeleton
even know what it was.
Without giving it a chance to attack you back. Well done.
Mm.
Hope you're proud.
I'm proud of him.
There he is.
How close is he to the other one now?
to ask a stupid question.
12 feet.
We're never going to leave this room, are we? We're just going to keep measuring distances between just how high up. How far away you reckon that thing is? Well, I don't know.
Far enough away that it's taken no notice of its pal being
turned to
dust. That
must be horrible. They wake up and like, oh, don't know what happened here.
I'm feeling a pretty solid amount of compassion for the guys, yeah.
So you're going to take another chance? You're obviously not going to get your charge bonus now.
I'm going to sit this one out. I think I pulled something in my ankle. Ooh, and I'm bleeding a lot everywhere, but I'm still doing fine.
Am I near enough to try? Because, you know, I think my shoulder's finally warmed up. I think I can make a swing at it.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to move close enough. I'm going to move to 9 feet away from it.
You're okay. As soon as you move,
am I close enough to hit it?
Well, the reach on your sword is probably a short sword?
Great sword.
Oh, it's a great sword. Yes. It's a really great sword. You've probably got a range of about eight.
Oh, well, then I'll have to move within 7 feet.
Eight to ten feet.
All right, so yep. I'm gonna swing at it. Hopefully, my shoulder has warmed up.
Yep. That's a roll of 7 plus whatever.
7? Yep. 7 plus 4 is... I can't...
Is 11, know. Which is a miss.
Man. Does he have the same
initiative?
Yeah. I should just... I'm not good at sports anymore. I don't think I was ever good at sports. I'm not good at initiative either.
Deza comes in with a 14.
Okay, so Derek, 14.
And Daisy Chain with a 6.
Oh, that's not a good one for you. Mildred?
16. 15.
15. Clarence? Frixian?
I have rolled a 17 on initiative.
17 and Clarice.
16.
16. All right, we're going to start off with Clarice.
Oh, hey.
I will move.
Yes.
Move into the room.
You actually moved into the room. You've left poor Toby alone.
Into which room?
Yes. With Toby.
Specify which room.
Into Toby's mental room.
What's Toby doing?
Eating the bread you gave him.
Be calm, Toby. All will be well. And I shall leave him and enter the room of my teammates.
Okay. So you join your team.
Leave Toby to regress.
Are they locked in there still?
No. I just closed the door again on him.
All right.
We've told him it's locked, though.
All right. I can see everything seems to be going well here.
Okay, so no other actions, just stepping nonchalantly into the room?
Yeah, it's not really my bag, this, okay. Killing one skull at a time.
The sarcophagus.
No worries. Frixian.
Sarcophagus. Let's just see what does the most damage. Oh, short sword and short bow are equal in damage and have the same bonuses. So I might hang at the back and fire into the skeleton with a short bow.
You can do that.
So d20 with them, attack bonus plus shot. 5. Is 10 altogether.
There's a miss.
All right.
Bit your lasting. Arrow just grazes a bit of chip bone, chips off its face.
Right.
It all counts.
if we just, slowly grind it away chip by chip by chip, keep missing, will it die?
Thrilling game, though.
Probably a boredom, yeah.
Boredom. Oh, it's been here for 1,000 years and now it dies of boredom.
If we turn it into glue slowly through friction and slow chipping.
Mildred.
How's Derek looking for wounds and points and whatnot? Are you pumping claret yet, or are you?
I'm hurting a bit. If I had to express the harm on my body as a person, I'd give it 5.
Five out of four. Yeah. 6 or 10?
Out of 20.
Out of 20. You're feeling 5 out of 20 in terms of healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He means the other way around. He's taken 5.
Oh, you've taken 5 out of 20 to hit.
Oh, you're 5. Oh.
So you're feeling 15 out of 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I completely ignored
you. You're just being a whiner, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. You pulled a hamstring.
He burned me.
It's all that shoving. All right. Let's throw another blast of the sacred flame.
Oh, we all enjoy this.
At our bony chum.
Okay.
D8.
Is there a radius on that one?
No, we did check.
There's nothing mentioned about a radius in the spell description.
So
it's got a range of 60 feet, but that's it.
Yeah. Okay, but no radius.
And it doesn't travel. It just appears at the
just
point.
Appears anywhere within 60 feet over the target.
Wow.
Okay,
it descends.
Okay, so it's directly, it's on the target, the target. All right, go for it.
Since they do get a dexterity saving throw.
Yep.
You've done all that?
No, I haven't, but I will.
I did 5 damage. What did you do?
I did a 19, so I guess it doesn't work.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This one's sprightly, guys.
Does that mean it failed its saving throw or made its saving throw?
That means it made its saving throw, because basically a saving throw is anything greater than 10.
In 5th ed, is everything high?
You're never trying to roll low. It's all high.
Never trying to roll low. Yeah,
okay. High is good.
That was something I found a bit off-putting about earlier editions. Was sometimes I wanted high, sometimes I wanted low.
Highs are good.
So the higher you roll, the better
you
are.
You always want low when you're rolling damage for yourself.
So the sacred flame didn't.
Fizzles.
It fizzled, yeah.
It was a sacred spark.
Sacred spark on the top of his head. It ignited some dust.
Is it initiative again?
That's it. No, same. The initiative doesn't change.
Oh, okay.
So it goes to the next person, which is Derek.
Well, I think I'm
going to... Don't say, can I charge? I think that is the first
thing. I'm going to move over here.
Okay, yeah. So you're moving...
It's a podcast.
...down towards the southeast.
He's going to move near it.
Yeah. Okay. Move to the skeleton and swing it with an arrow.
Go for it.
All right.
With the face.
17 total.
Is it hit?
Does not mess around. Gets the job done.
10 damage.
We need to swap dice.
Is destroyed.
MVP. This is just ridiculous. MVP.
Still going.
Oh, hey. All right. Boo.
Okay.
For our viewing
and it's
listeners.
A skeleton's turn. So let's see. The first, I think in its mind, it's got the last person that attacked it is its target. So
yep.
Derek.
Sensible.
The wall of meat. There's a...
Besides, I'm not getting anything anywhere with it.
A 12 plus your against your AC?
17.
Is a miss. All right. Ineffectual. Okay. And...
oh, that was a skeleton against Daisy.
That's a skeleton,
it?
Yeah. And okay. Daisy.
All right.
But he was
I'm going to swing at it again, but I have a request. Can I use your D20?
Can you use my D20?
I think mine is cursed.
Oh, I don't know.
I've got to try it because...
No.
Can I use anybody's D20?
Well, they're all my D20s.
Use your cursed D20.
All right, I'm going to try the big D20.
All right. Roll on the fist.
The thunder.
Here it comes. And it's a
15
nice.
Plus Great. 4, so Beautiful. 19.
All right, That's is it hits?
Bang.
Yeah.
What's your damage?
2d6 plus 2 slashing.
2d6 plus 2 slash. 2d6.
Good.
2d6.
Thank you.
6, that's enough. It's dead.
Oh, 12.
It's run
plus
down
two.
To the ground.
Huzzah.
Any visual description of how it meets its untimely end?
Yeah, imagine in all those cartoons where the animated the skeletons, they start to fall apart piece by piece. Yeah, that's what's happened. It's fallen apart.
I hope first its jaw fell off first. You know, I always like it when they go to talk and it's like... Oh.
That would have been Ray Harryhausen for our expert listeners out there. And then the bear says to the horse, why the long face?
That bear.
Okay. So the skeletons are now no more, nothing more than dusts and unanimated piles of bones. There are the 3 sarcophagus in the room. All is quiet.
I would like to take this opportunity to cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
That's what we needed earlier.
You couldn't have done that earlier. Really?
I think we knew that these skeletons were magic.
Good one.
Or just grumpy.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic, my good man.
Go for it.
Ba-boom.
And you still got to roll for me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. Just pause and...
Oh, sorry, this was a...
Dramatic
effect. No, I don't need to roll. I can just detect magic. What are you, a mage?
That's exactly what I am. 14 plus my magic bonus of 11.
All right.
11?
No, he's making that up.
Is there an intelligence bonus?
Yeah, it'll be in the thing. Two
so
or
plus
three.
Plus 3. So 17.
We're only second level.
All right, 17.
Well, you're only second level.
You're not detecting... You are detecting faint magical emanations, but they're not...
I'm interested in the sarcophaguses.
Area.
I'm
right. Magic weapons.
Faint magical emanations, but you're not in the immediate
so
area.
So the sarcophaguses are not giving off magicness. All right, so everyone just go crazy. Open, draw, whatever.
Looting time! Yeah.
And just to go back a bit, I was sitting there thinking, I think I have a theory as to why there are skeletons. They're not skeletons at all. We're actually in a high school. And these are all the popular girls.
I don't know what high school is.
I don't understand that at all.
We're in that place where people go.
Skinny
locker
room. Skinny
spend a whole
girls.
Bunch of time.
I think my character is
in the women's locker
go.
Room. You're in the girls' locker room.
Yep. Yeah, that's why there was all skeletons around. And the reason they were attacking us, they were just prank you.
Yeah.
No magic. You can't. No. You know that there's a feeling of something in the air.
I'm going to ignore that.
You're ignoring that, but there's nothing immediately in the room.
I can really immediately get Dez to lift the tops off these stuff.
He does the heavy lifting and the heavy hitting.
All right, so that's what you're doing, Derek? You're going to rip these intricately carved
sarcophagus lids? I'm thinking about that now. Like, my character's,
taken 4.5 HP. Delicate.
Well, while he's taking his time, I'm going to open the green one.
Oh.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep. Okay.
It's taking your time.
Actually, I'm not going to open them.
So you've opened.
And Mildred.
If you have a look at the
Mildred
sarcophagus.
Steps out of the room.
If you have a look at the sarcophagus lids, two of them are carved are men. The other one's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do they have fangs?
And they seem to have noble bearing about them.
Ooh, are they the women's or the males?
So some of them invented dynamite.
That's a male. That's a male sarcophagus.
Well, then I would like to move to the female one.
The female one?
And open the female one. Okay.
Before that happens, is there racial types that we can pick from there?
They appear to be highborn, so they
could... But human or...?
Human, yeah. Yeah. So very sort of angular features, but no, you couldn't really tell.
Well, I would recognise elves. Being an elf, I would have gone to school.
I would say high nobility.
It's a strange place for high nobility to be buried right outside of a prison cell, isn't it?
It's the way they do things.
I think they just built the prison cell on top of the dungeon.
Mm.
Or prison cell. So whatever.
Yeah. Unless they were vampires and that's where the food
but
was kept.
Architecture cell. What do you find inside the...
I don't know. Have I opened it yet?
Well, you're just talking about the lids of the sarcophagi.
I keep wanting to open it, but apparently I'm hesitating, letting the narration appear. I'd like to open it now.
Okay. Right. You prize, with a bit of jimmying, you prize open one of the female sarcophagus. Inside is a mouldering, smelly... dusty body.
That's
sort of collapsed. Is grasping for a really hard hitting word there. Body.
But it did include mouldering.
Mouldering, yeah.
Made me think of Scully and mouldering from the X-Files.
Scraps of clothing, but nothing.
So it's more than bones. There's meat?
It's
fluids?
No, not really.
Is there any talking?
No, it's very old. It's like, think about some instances of preserved flesh, just where hanging onto
how
the bones.
How much jewelry are
not
they
much.
Wearing?
You know how like, the army desiccates soups for packaging? Like that, but personally.
Yeah, I think it's dehydrated. Oh, yeah. But
so they're desiccated.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
Well, that was disappointing.
You're looking for something specific? Okay.
Yeah, something
in there,
fun.
In that you find nothing of value. This. No.
That was that magic sword hidden. Time to move on to the next one, I'd say.
Yeah.
Oh, any hidden compartments, different levels below the body that could possibly be?
No, the simple stone.
What you see is what
even,
you get.
Even if we chucked out the body, would there be stuff underneath?
Nothing. Well, if you chucked out the body, that'd be called desecration.
Mildred's
desiccation.
I don't think there's anyone here to see me.
Mildred inspects the stonework around the base of the sarcophagi, looking for scratches or any indication that the sarcophagi may have moved or...
They've been stood up.
Stood up?
Yep. So you can say they've been stood up.
Two other up against the wall.
Yeah, they're stood up leaning against the wall.
So wouldn't the corpse have fallen out then?
No, the lids were on tight. You had to jimmy it open.
Yeah, but until I opened the... Yeah.
On an out. Picture
the corpse
it on an
fell
angle.
Out
on
I...
an angle leaning backwards. Oh. Yeah, okay. So it's what keeps... Gravity keeps the body in there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So does it look as if they'd been moved out of another room and stored here?
No, this looks... You're looking around. It's typical of a crypt. Yeah.
But they're on their end.
They've been moved. They look like they've been moved.
Make more room
for another room.
From within the room. So
from within this room.
Yeah. So they've been moved where once they might have been laying on their end on their sides. They've now been stood up.
Can we make out discolorations on the flagstones to tell where they may have been originally?
In their approximate positions. Yep. In their approximate position, but they've just been stood up.
Are they really heavy?
Well, they're stone, so
they don't come much heavier.
Yeah.
What?
Given that it's an angle, can you see behind, like, there's a tiny gap between the sarcophagus and the wall. Yep. Can you see?
There's nothing.
It's cobwebbed. It's dusty. You know, from ages of being built. You know, dust and whatnot.
Cool. I can tell. Derek is a man of action, and he wants some action. What do you want to do, Derek? What's happening?
What do you got, Bruce? One of the doors.
Derek's moving to a door.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm interested in the kids. Just the one behind me.
With the sarcophagus, are you just leaving them, the others two?
No, that's Dezza. He's acting independently.
He's acting independently. So you've moved to the door. All right. Yeah. Well, you guys are inspecting this sarcophagus. What you do is you open them up. And the same story, desiccated, mouldering bodies.
It's not a word.
It could be a word.
Mouldering?
Mouldering.
Well, it's smouldering, which is fire and it's all thingy. I imagine mouldering is like the mould is growing.
Well, look, I can imagine, but I don't think that's the point of the language.
In one of the bodies...
Hey, the point of language.
Look what I last looked up.
Mouldering?
In one of the bodies, you find a platinum signet ring.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Who found it?
In colleges.
No.
As a team, we found it.
As a team, you found it. Oh, what's this?
Pretty?
There you go.
Define mold.
It's
that was last time.
Most signet rings are kind of have a stone set in, or in this case, it's a stone in the shape of a sigil.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So.
Well, I guess the question is,
and
who
it's platinum.
Fits it? Like, whoa. Is it a male or a female ring?
We found a platinum.
It's a male ring. You found it on one of the male bodies.
So fat fingers.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Mouldering. Slowly decay. Or disintegrate, especially because of neglect.
Thank you.
Mouldering.
You could have just said they've been neglected.
I could have, but I didn't.
That doesn't sound fantastical.
So that's what you found. You managed to find a ring.
I sense there's a story here.
I was Googling it.
Yeah,
someone else did the jewelry search.
Yep. And
is it worth more than 2 coppers that I got out of the other room?
Daisy, you don't want to wear it?
Well, no. It's made of platinum, so yeah. At the door.
I try and open it.
You're trying to open the door straight away?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Okay, it's unlocked. It swings in towards you.
He's going to blow himself up.
He will learn the hard way.
Bang. So it's on. It swings into the wall. And over there.
We have, keeps revealing,
a corridor.
A long dead end corridor.
Goes nowhere.
That was easy.
What does he see?
You see a long corridor that goes nowhere. No, it's the same structure, stonework, as is in the crypt and was in the dungeon area. There are lit sconces along the wall.
Sconces.
Yes.
That's the Liverpool football team is hidden down the hallway.
I look great.
Isn't a scouse someone from Scotland or
no Liverpool?
Liverpool. All right, fair enough. It's full of
sorry for that. Birmingham.
Liverpudlians.
Okay. Apologies to the Liverpudlians.
And that's it. It's dimly lit. The light here is probably not as good as it was in the crypt.
Would you say the light's mouldering?
No, I would say it's
perhaps
dim.
You should charge down it. I think we've got some space now.
I finally have room. It's tempting.
Just do it, man. Right. Just charge right up to there.
I'm going to sit there in disappointment, turn back to the party members and shrug.
There's going to be a good chance of a secret door or something along there, no?
The dwarf or the perhaps the rogue.
I don't know how these tiles work and whether they...
Hey, guys, come check out this long hallway.
All right. I'll go and have a look for the secret doorways. And first and foremostly, traps as I go.
Okay. So as you're walking down the hallway, and immediately where the door opens, there's nothing discernible. It all seems fairly above board. Give me your perception roll.
Perception roll. 18 plus perception of nothing.
It seems all fairly clear here where you are. Moving further down the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You attempt another roll.
20.
You can pick out, and everyone else would miss it, but you know that there's something in the floor here.
Hey.
Okay, you make out some
large void, which used to be a bit of floor, and you're now plummeting to
I know the surname of every spider living down this corridor with a roll of 20. All right, so I want to. It's like part of a tile in the pavers, is it?
Yep. Yeah. It's so as you're walking down, there's thick dust covering all these flagstones.
Yeah.
It's a very dimly lit hallway. There are faux columns all the way down.
Yeah.
Okay. And double doors at the where you've just came through. At the end, Sorry, where you've just come. If you open, when you yes. open the door, there was an angel, a depiction of an angel,
what?
Which is typical for crypts. it's like the warning: this is a crypt. Okay.
Oh.
So, but there's nothing. It's otherwise featureless, yeah. but you can tell that right where you are, standing in front of you, there is something on the floor.
Can I call out to Clarice? I'll ask her to come down and check for detect magic.
Sure.
Clarence
comes down. Clarence and sale. Detects magic. Yeah.
Sorry, the warning that this is a crypt, was it for people coming that way or people going that
Good
way?
Good question.
It would. Well, you wouldn't have seen it with the door was shut from the other side.
So it was on this side of
the
door.
It's on the side facing
there.
The hallway.
Right. As if this was an entrance.
It's on the side facing the hallway.
Yes, Phryxian, what can I do you for?
Mr. Ballmaster, to you. there seems to be this some sort of artifact, some sort of structure here. Mm-hmm. I just want to see if there's any detect any magic.
Yeah, I can.
Or is that magic?
No, look, I mean, I'll do it, yeah. but I get three of these a day.
Right. I was hoping it was a cantrip.
No.
All right.
So he's used one slot.
What can I determine by looking at it then?
There's something in the floor. It's you can see that given the type of area where it is, you think it's something that opens up.
All right.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right. seeing as I'm here.
Possibly a trapdoor.
I'll class predestination on that area and give it a clean.
You're going to put shit all over it.
No, I'll do the opposite. I can clean or soil.
All right.
This one I will clean.
Your ghostly... Oh, no, hang on. It's not a hand, is it?
No, the magic hand I'm not using.
You soil it.
I'm cleaning it. It's the opposite. Well, I chose the opposite.
Okay. Magic You've hand is a cantrip, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why don't we back off 5 metres, or whatever feet, yards we're talking, and you press it with the magic hand, and then when it explodes, probably just kill Derek and not us.
I'll do both. Derek I'll clean it first, magically. Okay. Magic
so you've,
clean.
You've cleaned the flagstones. Yeah. They're now very clean.
Okay, and does that reveal more to our eyeballs?
It just
also, I can see in the dark.
You can see in the dark. You do get faint outlines of some sort of hidden door.
All right, man. It's a secret door. That's your business. You can open those.
Just press it with a magic hand whilst we're at a safe distance.
I'll just jazz up a magic hand.
Back up.
And the trap door flaps straight open to reveal a pit underneath.
All right, I'll tell the magic hand to stay with us, within earshot.
Okay. So you've now got...
The magic hand of ears.
In the
it's
pit.
Magic.
Oh.
Have a look in the pit.
I'll send a magic hand down into the pit.
Yep.
Does magic hand have magic eyes?
No.
It's about 20 feet down.
All right, it goes down.
There's nothing at the bottom.
Okay. And
it's just a hole?
It's just a hole. Yeah,
that's bizarre.
Did the magic hand go down?
It was a trap. It was definitely a trap. But it was a trap door, so
it's just a deadfall.
Yeah, it's just a deadfall.
So it's for people who were coming into the crypt.
Yep.
They would fall right.
A 20-foot deadfall.
All right.
This makes the end of the corridor seem rather interesting, doesn't it?
That's going to be the way out.
Yeah.
But that's probably a hidden door for the outside.
It's too soon in the game to find a way out.
Can we, say, jump over it if we were athletic sorts?
You could, yes, but you need to make a dexterity roll to do it. And use acrobatics if you've got a skill.
Mr. DM, whilst the magic hand is with us, I'll just send it to the end of that corridor.
Okay.
And thump around on the wall a bit. In an ignorant fashion.
You get dull sounds of masonry.
Just to clarify, there was a hand lightly rapping upon his chamber door, saying nevermore.
I will dismiss the hand until, should I call for it later?
Okay.
Much later.
Okay, in the meantime, Mildred, you've opened the other door to the northeast.
Oh, he has
and
to the north.
Revealed another corridor.
Right. Which ends in a dead end by the looks of it.
It does end in a dead end.
Ah,
however,
slip of the tongue there, Matt.
If a dead end includes a door, then it's not a dead end. It's on the right hand side. That's it. Exactly there.
Pretty well. And there's scounces again?
A
scounce.
Singular. Not a very big area. Same sort of work as stonework as you've seen.
Let's act. Who's getting down there?
Which one? That one or that one?
That one. The
Derek
small
and the boy.
One.
Listeners, that is the short corridor.
Yeah. The newly opened one.
Toby, now fat on bread, has gone to sleep.
Send the boy.
Sorry.
No, don't worry. Toby will get to play in this.
Mildred, go bravely down the corridor.
Straight down the corridor.
All right.
Mildred works down to the edge of the corridor. You come across a door. The door is locked.
Lockpicking time.
Okay, I'll double back, follow Mildred down the corridor.
Okay. You do.
Open the
door. So you've got a locked wooden door in front of you.
Check for now, traps first.
Just to remind you.
That's for pansies.
That the orc did have upon him, his person, keys. A set of keys which you liberated.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Who has the keys?
That's bad role players.
That is embarrassing. I don't know who has the keys.
Derek did, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the keys. He's Derek. Lost the keys.
Derek, you still got those keys?
Derek wanders over, I guess, for the key set.
Time for keys.
So how many keys are there? We're going to be like one, two.
There's several keys, but they're all different shapes and sizes. They don't.
Here you go, flexing.
I'll go behind Derek.
They don't necessarily all belong to doors.
You're the keymaster, dude.
No, he's the ballmaster.
What's his lock thing?
Get the name right.
So it's potentially a chest or cabinet key.
Different types of keys, which could be serve different types of purposes. Yeah.
His jewelry box.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, there you go.
All his linen.
His vanity cupboard.
Saving up for the big day.
Yeah.
I'll just use the keys straight up.
Okay, you try the keys. Yeah. One. No good. Second one. No good. Third one. Yep. Unlocks.
Click.
I'm still chilling.
Door swings inward.
Yes.
Against the back wall there. And to reveal a...
treasure room.
A treasure room. An armory.
Nice. I love arms.
Reese.
Right. Here we go.
All right.
So the door was locked from the outside. You've gained access. And you can see racks of weapons line the walls of this chamber. Including spears, swords, crossbows, pole arms.
Is there more axes?
Dirty red cloaks. And
dirty red cloaks.
Hanging on the door.
Boom, 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 boom.
Any axes?
What does that mean?
Lots of different types of weapons.
Red brand guys.
But they were wearing red bandanas, not red cloaks. This is another faction.
Operating in the same dungeon. Yeah.
The red right hand.
It's crowded in here. Yeah. It's a crypt and a jail and a meeting place for like several
this
different
room
cults.
Looks like it's shown
one microscopic cog in
use.
Catastrophic plane.
So it's shown recent
designed
activity.
And erected.
Right.
Eyes red right hand.
So who wants to go in first then?
Mildred,
here we go. Bang.
Yep.
Mildred's the action.
I'm going to join because I'm just kind of idly standing in the crypt.
Oh, yeah. Spears, short swords, crossbows, quivers, that sort of thing. That usual armory type stuff.
Tool up.
Anything better than what we've already got?
No.
Is that like a montage scene as we armor suit up? Because that'd be cool.
Yes, you suit back into your own stuff because there's nothing there worth taking.
DM, I shall take a red cloak.
Yep.
And
fashion a bandana out of it?
No. She'll go to the jail cell where Minerva and her boy are.
Okay.
And she'll wrap the boy in the red cloak to keep him warm.
Okay, she accepts the cloak because it was a bit chilly in there.
Yeah, I've only brought one cloak.
One.
We'll load up, you said the crossbows?
Yes.
We'll load up some crossbows and set them up there for her.
Okay, yep, you've done that. She's very grateful to have the defence. She professes not to know how to use one, of course, but she's grateful for the...
point and shoot.
Maybe some shears. Spears would have been better.
All right, then we as well get spears.
How about we just bring her to the armory and lock her in the armory?
No, I don't think they should be moved.
I think we could probably take the ranged weapons and give them some pokey stuff.
Okay. So you choose an assortment of weapons, hand them on to Myrna and her son, and then shut the door again on them.
We could see if that is the out and then...
Oh, yeah. I think we're definitely...
Oh, there's no need to... They should probably stay where they are.
Are the weapons standing on racks?
Yes.
Could the racks be moved?
They can be.
Could the racks be moved to go over the hole so we can use it to get over the hole?
Ah.
Oh, but the hole is not blocking us entirely from getting to the end.
No,
was
no,
it?
No, no,
it was
just need to make an athletics.
You're thinking. Give yourself 20 experience points.
Yeah.
Do we have anything on the line?
That's
of,
thinking creatively.
Line of rope, say, or anywhere traversing the hole that isn't just making.
Well, we've got our gear. Our gear will include ropes. Yeah. We are adventurous.
Well, and there's the whip from the oak.
Your basic gear. There is rope lying around. It's a storage room.
Get everything you need. That's what you're saying. It's a one-stop shop.
Take what you need.
Mildred first. Yeah,
Mildred.
Just to be absolutely clear, there's no other obvious doors
that we've seen.
Anywhere will anywhere else?
No obvious doors.
So
Mildred is curious
logically
as to the design.
Yes.
Because there is no actual entrance to this
place
that we are.
Out? What was he doing?
Yeah, how did flesh meat get in here?
No, I mean entrance, but there's to get to the rest of it.
Yeah.
I guess we just hang in the crypt.
Now, well, search for doors?
Yeah, and I think down that corridor. But my athletics, I noticed, is -1 modifier. So my
chances
of
rest?
No, athletics.
Yeah.
I've got to jump over that hole.
On inspecting the hole,
yes.
You're obviously, there is a bit of a lip around the outside. So if someone was so predispositioned, could skirt along the outside.
Right.
You picked that up when you were looking
at it. Dexterity, you'd think?
It's a dex roll, yeah,
woof,
definitely.
Bring us back to the hole.
Yeah, well,
do you have a predisposition to skirting, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, scooting.
As
a rogue, do you have a nice dexterity?
As a what?
Rogue.
You're a rogue.
What is your
plus 3 modifier for dexterity. Yep. Oh, no. Actually, it says plus 3 here and plus 5 in saving throws. What? Oh, okay. So it's my normal rolls would be plus 3, is that right?
Yeah.
And then saving throws if something bad happens to me.
Yeah.
Make a dexterity.
That's right.
All right. Can I go back to the pit then and
go back
try
to
skirt my way around?
Yeah, I think I'm going to meander back as well.
Okay. Mm. So you work your way back to the to where the trap door was?
As a halfling, would I have a better chance of getting across? Instead of skirting around the edge, just have Dezza throw me over.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Action movie star.
There you go.
Dezza can throw us all over.
Racial stereotypes. Yeah.
Only the top half of me is small.
Hang on.
Perfectly normal size.
There's no dwarf tossing going on. It's halfling tossing.
Yeah. That's okay. Everyone condones that, I think.
Would that be an easier thing to do?
It would be a strength on your behalf. Strength throw.
You up for that, Delboy?
And then to land on the other side, you would still require a dexterity roll, acrobatics, something like that.
Let's just make the dexterity roll. Oh, do you want to do the throw?
Do it all.
That's kind of fun.
There's more that can go wrong if he throws me, so let's do the throw.
So Derek picks you up.
Before you think about all the negative modifiers you're going to give to him, I shall not disrobe. I'll just lighten what I'm carrying.
What's your strength modifier?
A 3.
Okay, you're right. You could do it.
He's doing it. Grab him.
Go, Jezza.
He grabs you by the ankle and...
Plus 3 is 11. Is a success? No?
What did you roll?
Make a dex roll.
Make a dex roll. I rolled a 23.
You are lucky. This is all going wrong. Maybe it was a bad throw on Derek's behalf, but as you're flying over the hole, you suddenly feel you're descending, and you reach out just in time to save yourself as you grab onto the edge.
I think you should say something about the grace in which I've moved in the air with that kind of roll. I think you've undersold it there, Matt.
Well, that's why it's a very good grab.
Oh.
It's a very tight grab.
Yeah.
Tight grab.
I'll hold on there a bit and just flex and look over my shoulder and
A couple of pull-ups.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, so I'll pull myself up onto the other side of the thing and recommence the search for...
Okay, is anyone else going over?
I may as well do a hop, skip and a jump over.
A hop, skip and a jump?
Yeah, I'm going to do a specific hop, skip and a jump.
All right, go for it.
I don't think we should go any further than where I've checked.
Yes, yes.
Because it could be just another trapdoor.
So I've now got an advantage die. Is that just for rolling hits?
You can roll. No, you can use it at any time you need to roll d20, and
you can
take the highest.
In that case, I might be able to use my normal one. I'm going to take the 19.
I'd be taking that one too. Yep, you managed to make it across.
So is Xanthi burnt that?
Yep, that's gone
dice
now.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, that was fun.
It comes back. All right, so. That's Daisy and Frixion are on that side of the hole now. Anyone else joining them?
Well, I shall just wait to hear word.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So you continue your excavation?
Exploration. Yes.
Yes, Mildred.
Mildred will be tapping his hammer along these walls, listening for echoes or hollow sounds, trying to find if there's any chance of a concealed door along those walls.
Okay, make a perception roll. So your d20 plus your perception bonus.
18 plus 3 is 21.
You think you've located a secret door. Pretty much right where you're standing, so in front of you. Yep. Tap, tap. That sounds different.
Some more light tapping upon my chamber door.
That's it.
Never
you can. The tapping changes, so you notice. You can tell there's a door. It's something hollow there. And then it's solid there. So you
they don't call him Thunder Britches for nothing.
Okay, so you found another door. Okay. The exploration down the tunnel, how far are you going down? What are you looking for?
Traps.
Traps.
First, doors, second.
Perception roll.
With a 6 plus perceptions plus 0. So.
You can help by rolling. You make another roll.
Oh, 14.
Okay. You don't detect any other traps. There's no traps. However, you do find a slight inclusion in the wall where there does appear to be some sort of a swivel panel.
Switchy sort of deal.
Oh, more like a a door that moves, that pivots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like one of those bookshelves that did the
switcheroo? Yeah, that's it. Like, exactly like a bookshelf that does the switcheroo. Yeah. But it's quite small.
Doesn't seem...
Okay. It's fine for you if for a halfling, but anybody else would have to go hands and knees.
The orc wouldn't use that door.
Okay. Down towards the very end. Almost down. Yep, that's it. Down towards the
facing
end of the corridor. Facing the big, the big hidden square.
And there's definitely no traps. He didn't just...
No traps. No, you haven't found any traps. Just this hidden panel. That. It's more like a panel rather
like
than a door.
You roll a 1 on your perception. DM's pivots. Like, you don't see anything. You're like,
Give it a shove. It opens out. And while you still got to stoop to get under it.
Yeah.
Daisy, you'll have to get down on hands and knees to go through it. And what you can see from where you are is a small crawl space that opens out into something bigger.
Okay. How's my sight in the dark looking down that little crawl space?
It's dim here. You're fine being, I think, all... halflings, elves and dwarves all get like dark sight or dim sight or whatever it is.
Okay.
Where they can actually... You can see things a little bit better than the humans.
I need to keep saying, remain vigilant for traps?
Depends.
He wants to know.
Vigilant for traps.
It's fine. It's a small crawl space. You don't detect anything. It just opens up into a bigger area.
I think what he's saying is he just wants to know how harsh you're going to be. If he doesn't keep saying, I'm checking for traps, are you just going to say, and you fall in a trap now?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I will ask for a roll. All
right, good stuff. All right, in that case, I'll stealthily go through there using my stealth skill.
So, going through. Daisy going through as well?
Yeah, I might as well back him up.
All right, flip the tile.
It's a dragon.
Oh, the tile is flipped. There's water.
Xanthi, there's people listening to this that can't see that there
is a dragon. There is not actually a dragon. There is a beautiful...
Not yet.
Small pool thing.
So you open out
water
into
elemental.
It looks like a cellar area. Door. Basically.
Tell us what it is. If
steps.
It's easier.
So you've come out underneath the steps. So if you crawl through the space, you are above you is a raised platform area that goes up towards double doors at the end.
So above my head, there's a second story kind of level, is it?
No, more like just a platform. A low platform. There is the sound
of...
It's
like a theatre stage kind of thing, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Right. There's the sound of running water as well as a door... On one
at
side.
At the far end. At the western side of the room.
Yep.
Okay, and is that a pool that we can see?
Yep, looks like a pool.
Yeah.
Looks like a cistern. There's water flowing down into it from a pipe, seemingly coming from the ceiling from above.
Okay. All right, but otherwise...
There are boxes and crates and things like that in this area, so it's looks like it's some sort of a cellar. And... It looks like that this is some sort of a well.
Okay.
So a cistern well. So somehow the water is coming into this room from above.
Yeah.
And, otherwise there's no...
Water elemental no house.
Something like that. That's how I would build one.
Yeah. Okay. Should we pass word back to the guys that we've found another room? Because we probably wouldn't know what Meldred's been up to.
What's going on down there? Yeah.
So we pass word back to these guys.
Yep, I'm going to boot scoop back up because, it's a tiny space. I'm assuming that I have to actually go backwards.
No, you can just turn around. You can come out, step out, turn around and go back.
Ah, well, that would make more sense.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, so she passes word on.
So Derek's
Derek got a password
Mildred,
on.
Mildred, have you passed word on about your door?
No.
No, the lines of communication are broken.
Yeah.
But so, Mildred will probably come and join the group and just let everyone know. Yes. Come in here. Are you still
Clarence?
Down there, eh?
Well, I'm in near there, yeah, certainly. Not doing anything.
Just stand there and keep a healthy eye on the
Clarence.
Pivot.
Safe is still hovering around the dungeon. Yeah. Yep.
Where okay. Where she's cornered the mum and the child.
All right.
Right.
So, Phryxian, you're in this cellar room?
Yes.
Okay.
What do I want to do?
There's a platform.
You
yeah.
say there's boxes and go? Things. They're going to immediately yep. catch my eye as a rogue. I wouldn't mind.
The boxes, they look like storage boxes. They could be. No. Thanks for that. Storage boxes,
small dogs.
Kegs, that sort of thing. So it looks like provisions, that sort of thing.
Mm. Are we all going to go that way? Should we all go that way?
Yeah.
As a team?
We should split up, guys.
No, we don't want to split
that's
up.
That's crazy
we
talk. The last team I was in split up.
As long as we know that's there, that's okay. We can come back to it and just move around. And
you're going to tell us?
Yeah,
sure,
I want to. You
gonna
might at least want to open it, see what's inside.
But
I'll creep up behind Derek and
if we
push
do that,
the
and then we fight a war on two fronts, like Germany.
We open the war the door that Mildred was found. Someone runs out there, and then we spark off.
But I'm feeling confident, guys.
You are. Right? You're brimming with confidence. But that's because you've killed everything you've met.
Probably a little put higher painkillers.
Like <Well, laughs>
he just uses a bridge.
Uses Derek as a bridge.
Okay, give me a roll.
So
just
what?
Because, you know, backs are not exactly straight
so
things.
Got,
it's a balancing
seven.
Act.
I've got
seven plus anything dexterity roll.
Dexterity minus one. So six.
It's gone the wrong way. Oh dear!
Oh dear!
How so deep is the pit?
20 foot.
How long's the rope? 15.
How tall is the dwarf? 3.
He can't reach the other side.
Who can't?
He can't reach the other
side.
So
he's
you can't
pointing
walk across him. So your options are to either Derek
be tossed, which worked before.
Yeah, it's too wide. You could like a halfling could be thrown across it. You could jump it, but all right. So with a roll of 7, you've fallen into the pit face down, landed prone on the ground. So you take.
Sorry, I just had this crazy deja vu. I would have sworn that. Derek fell forward and I walked across his back and then we were both in the pit.
He
so I just had
reach.
To saw that
yeah.
briefly.
You take 5 damage.
5, okay.
Yeah. All right. So who's going to go across next?
Well, hang on. Before anyone goes across, we just rescue our boy or... I mean, this has happened. We've done adventuring
well,
a
you
lot.
Know where he is. He's at the bottom of a pit.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
You're okay.
Oh, just let him bleed.
Well, get across and then help him out, perhaps.
No, because say if someone was to jump and screw it up, they would fall onto poor Meldrew down
makes
the
you
bottom.
Say that? Okay.
And we wouldn't want that to happen.
So who wants to go? Who's going to be the brave soul? What are you going to do? Going to rescue your friend out of the pit or attempt to get across now?
As a team, I say we rescue him.
I say we rescue him.
That's, okay. That's how we operate, right?
Is he is he a rope still tied to you?
What rope?
That didn't happen.
There's no rope?
There's no rope.
I don't know why.
There was no discussion of rope.
You drain
I tell you what, when we next encounter a hole, there's going to be rope tying.
In hindsight, there will be
How
rope.
Long is this rope that we have that I got from the storage room?
Standard rope is about 50 feet.
Ah.
50 feet.
Well, I'll look. Mildred, are you conscious?
Bits of him is.
He's entirely conscious, but he's not sober. I will lower the rope.
Clarence. Are you strong enough?
I can strong enough to lower a rope.
Oh, no, we may know the height of the dwarf, but we don't know the weight of the dwarf yet.
No, don't worry. I'm not going to lift him up. I got a man
He's
for that.
He's walking up.
You lower the rope.
Able to anchor.
Mildred is suave.
He ties a suave knot.
Okay.
Are you strong enough? Isn't that a Chicago song?
It's a strength, so this will be a strength
Derek.
Roll to haul you out.
Derek, my friend, with your bulging muscles.
Hold enough.
This is what you're all about.
Okay. Let's both do it.
Are you going to try and pull him
advise.
Out? Now that you... Are you going to try and pull him out, given that you're on the opposite side, Derek?
No.
Or are you going to leap across and
we
then
should,
try
because he'll
out?
Just fall in again.
But
so
Daisy Chain can't pull
let's
him out.
Let's just jump across.
Well, I've got a strength of +2, so provided I roll okay.
Not +2, that's your modifier. What's your...
Well, I don't know, hang on.
It'll be the number underneath the strength.
Oh, 14.
Yeah.
Okay, you could do it.
So,
that's
theoretically...
Good. I've got 8.
What's Derek's strength, if we're having a strength off?
16.
Oh, wow. Well.
It's a bad mofo.
I reckon the daisy chain.
I can do it.
Yeah, of course you can.
Maybe.
All right, you scoot the rope across the daisy chain.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's just a... there's no need to roll. You can pull him out. Okay. With your strength is sufficient enough that you could pull him out of the...
No rope burn? Out of it. My hand's a bit
chafed. Rope's fine. No, maybe a bit of chafing on your hand. That's about it. Yes, Mildred.
While I'm in the pit, I do sniff around and see if there's anything of interest down there. Push and prod and poke and...
You poke holes in the wall,
is it just not faced?
It's just earthen.
Okay.
Yeah. I must say, it's pretty amazing that when you fell, you didn't fall on your hammer or your hammer didn't fall on you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. It's a skillful...
Lucky, that could have been extra damage. No, you're right.
Enough advice from the cheap seats over in the corner.
Giving the DM ideas.
There's nothing down there. It's just an earthen pit that's been dug out.
DM, earlier Daisy suggested we grab some racking or shelving from the storage room, lay it across the pit and walk across that. That seems like a good idea now.
Now, it's too small. So the shelving itself would have been not sufficient to get across the gap.
You want us all to jump across this?
Absolutely.
Even just if they like tie two racks together.
Well, Derek, time has come.
Derek's going to jump.
All right.
Derek's going to jump.
Wait.
Oh, we've got to tie the rope
to Summit and we tie it to you, right? So when you fall, you only fall a bit and we pull you out? Or you just climb out?
Oh, yeah. So how about the guys on the other side of the pit hold the rope as I jump?
I'm going to tie the rope around my waist as well. And then go sit in the hole, because theoretically I won't be pulled around the hole.
Yes. This is just like mountaineering.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're definitely at risk of having more damage being done.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
The
go
maximum
for it.
Amount of damage
jump.
To both.
So what's happening?
Jump.
Renal failure from
crushing your kidneys as the
acrobatics
rope.
Acrobatics and dexterity is both the same. Neg one. A nice solid 8, which gets reduced down to a 7. And
left kidney.
Which... slam into the side of the wall. Lucky the rope has gone taut. Everyone realised you were going to fall. And so you've just slammed into the wall of the pit. And take 6 damage. Boy,
now, Matt,
you hit hard.
Matt, I really thought you were going to do us there. Because in my mind, yes, we tied the rope around Derek, but it's 50 foot long. So he just went right down to the bottom, splattered, and there's still 30 foot of rope up the top, nicely coiled. Not doing anything. So thanks for not bringing
that point
up. You
grabbed onto the wrong end of it, obviously. Yeah. No, it's fine. You've slammed into the side of it, and now it's just as you're coming up, dirt going in your mouth and all that as you're being pulled up. Good jump.
And how are your teeth feeling?
Not very dexterous.
Nice and
dexterous.
It's good.
So he's across.
Who's next? He's across.
And
who else?
So Dez is across.
Yeah, and
Mildred's
across.
Are you going to bring Toby and such? Yeah, I'm going to go back.
I'll just go back, fellas.
Just going to quickly go back and go.
Come on, guys.
Merva and Toby, the time has come. One of you has to leave
Let
now.
Let them fend for themselves.
Come across with us.
One of you has
we
to
have
leave.
Found a way out.
No, we found a way out.
Praise be to the gods.
Yeah,
Let's leave this place.
You
quick.
May. You,
Toby,
one at
stay
a time.
Here.
We will. Who's staying? Toby's staying. All right.
Neither of them are staying. Okay. Toby won't go without his mother, and his mother will not leave without Toby.
Yeah, no, we'll all go together. We'll all go together.
Deal.
All right.
The only way out
you
is
bring
down.
Them round, and there is the pit.
Yes.
You want me to what?
Oh, this could work. All right. I'm going to jump across. We'll tie a rope, and then Toby will jump across, and then the mother will jump across, as far as I know.
Are we sure the mother's not going to get left behind?
So we'll do that.
Oh,
tie the rope to
possibly.
Me.
Possibly. I'm weak from the torment and torture and being locked in that cell.
I'll cast a spell, all right? It'll be all right. I will cast a spell to save.
Just let them stay. They're happy here. They don't need to come with us.
They've adapted to life down here, man.
This is a dungeon.
They've got all that area and that door we haven't opened to explore.
Who's going to catch me if I jump?
Well,
you'll be tied to a rope. There's a team of people looking at you here.
So, Derek, you're standing on the other side of the hole there, ready
yourself.
To leap out and grab her as she reaches across to you.
And what then? We'll both be in the middle of the hole.
Who's going first?
No, in that way where there's a hole there and you're going to leap across, somebody's on the other end waiting to catch your arm.
Sure.
Yeah. But we do tie rope.
And there's a rope for safety. All right.
So,
not just for safety, but to help pull.
That's it.
I'll go across first.
Okay. Give me a dex roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This all works until...
Eight.
Hang on, Clarence, Dave.
That's every team member except
plus
for
two.
One has fallen.
Oh,
okay.
You
so
ended up in the pit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but I'm tied up, so I'll just crawl up.
Sorry, point of order, Deputy Acting Madam Chairman. A question without notice. If we've got the rope taut around her waist and she leaps across the pit, surely she's only going to fall a maximum of like two or three feet as we pull that rope taut.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, okay. Am I being a bit of a rules...
Well,
yeah,
all
right.
The pitfall has done like three times as much damage than all the skeletons put together.
How much did I take?
If
six was 50% of my hit points.
Can tell me right now in 100 words or less how to get across that pit without hurting yourself, then I'll let you all across. The rest of you across.
Use the lip that he was talking about earlier on.
With three of us
describe
on one
it. What are you going
to
do?
With three of us on one side of the pit, we should have enough upper body strength to simply support her weight from the rope. So we hold enough rope at the back that we have 10 meters slack. Bit less, tie it around her, she jumps. At the worst, she goes down 3 feet and then we pull her up the rest of the way. I mean, she can't weigh more than...
101 words, bad luck.
Sounds good. Okay, all those who are grabbing hold of the rope and using your strength check, roll a strength dice.
Not
strength
me, check. I'm not helping.
If you're rolling, roll a strength check. And if you manage to beat the combined total, your combined total beats the difficulty check, then I'll allow...
How much
no
do you think this female elf weighs?
If she's anything like Legolas, is probably quite good walk across.
Frixion is lying in a huff up the other end.
Right, Derek, you're going to have to roll.
Who else is holding
on to
it?
How wide is this pit?
More than 7 or 6 foot.
It's higher than Derek. Yeah. Derek can't reach across.
So it's 7
Derek
or 8 feet.
It's about 10 feet.
1 foot shorter than the orc who was.
So not missing it, not getting across at all, the person's going to hurt themselves to some extent because they're going to slam into that.
Correct.
Is it dirt or stone? I think you said it wasn't dressed down the bottom, but it's dressed at the top?
It's undressed down the bottom, yeah, it's dirt. Yeah.
Idea number whatever. We use the lip along one side for whoever to walk along like that to the side. But they put the rope at waist level and hold them in so that they can scoot along the edge whilst the rope holds them against the wall.
Perfect.
But who's going to be holding
you don't
the
need
rope
to.
On the other
don't
side?
Worry about it. That was the I mentioned it earlier, the lip along the way is a way across. You've actually remembered it, so there you go. You
but I didn't
across.
Do that, did I? I jumped.
No, you didn't.
There's a lip.
How much damage did I take?
You took 5 points of damage.
All right. So, Toby, we throw the rope across to Toby. He can edge himself around.
Okay, there you go. Edge yourself around. All right. Safe and sound. Nobody
cool.
has to get
Let's
hurt.
Go. Let's get moving. All
right.
We go on a deadline.
Yeah.
So we all ferry up through the hole.
Ferry up through the hole. As you come out, you're now... You're now all in this cellar room, staring at the same cistern and barrels and things, okay? As you're stepping
David
into the room, each of you come out. The light is a little bit brighter in here. The air is a little less musty, but it's damp because of the cistern. So,
what's
give me an order.
Source?
Where is
Sorry,
it?
Matt. What's
it's the... Scouses.
Scouses, great.
Yeah, visual. It's just oil lamp.
Yeah,
oil
yeah.
lamps around the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not natural light beaming down.
No, it's not natural light.
Right.
So, give me some sort of marching order. Where are you within the room? Place yourselves. Mm. Okay, there are barrels and things like that.
I'll go stand up by the door to the east at a higher place so that I'm good with the ready with a short bow.
Does that mean
yeah,
is
right
that
there.
The people? Totally
I'm. Oh, the mother didn't?
Nope.
She never made it.
Oh.
No, they made it round.
No, that didn't happen in the podcast. If you listen back, Toby comes across
I
and
say
I said,
that
let's
everybody
go.
Gets across okay.
Well, if you listen back in the podcast, Dave, Matt says everybody got across okay.
You know what? I may listen back to this.
Let's press pause. Go back.
The people who matter made it across.
Come into the room. Bring everybody into the room so that you're all in the
I'm
same space.
Rather
You've
happy
crawled through.
To stand in the cross section, right in the middle.
In the pool. No, I wouldn't go standing in the pool there.
I wouldn't
right
go stand
in the middle.
Pool.
So,
the pool's
aligning
where the bad
myself
news starts.
In the middle of the door and then halfway in between that and the pool is exactly where I'm going to stand.
So, you're in the middle of the room?
No, is it the middle of the room exactly
there? Yeah, pretty much.
All right, I'm going to stand in the middle of the room. Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
That's
all right, there we go. So we're all in the room,
home.
And Toby and his mother are in there as well. You're standing up by a big double door that leads somewhere, and then there's another door at the
Western end
of the building, of the room. Okay. So where to from
so
here?
No, nothing's happened after this.
Does the pool look refreshing?
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
It, being a system, it means it's come up from somewhere, so it could have come from a mountain source. It could have come from artesian basin.
Water's running in from above, though, isn't
it? It's dropping in down from above.
So how deep is it? Well, I will.
Yep. So if you go over and inspect the system.
No, I'm going to stay back there and tell. How deep does it look, Clarisol?
Can I cast Detect Magic?
You can.
And then I do.
It was awesome.
You've got that very faint emanation of magic again, but it doesn't appear to be.
Toby and Minerva don't come across with any magic, do they?
No.
No.
They're clean.
Mildred hammers off a little piece of stone or something and chucks it into the pool.
Yep. As the breaks the surface, the rock goes down about 10 feet.
10 feet, yep. Okay.
Also the rim around the outside is about 2 feet.
2 feet.
So right. Okay. 2 feet for the rim, 10 feet deep, 12 feet from the you're standing on top of it.
And around here,
yes, the lip.
In front of the door, are there any? Is there any mud or recent signs of footprints or?
It appears just. It appears to be very clean. No, not clean, but there's nothing
undisturbed.
Undisturbed. That's a good yeah.
Okay.
Undisturbed.
I'll just ask everyone to hush down and see if we can just listen and see if we can hear anything, since the doors seem to be not super soundproof. Can we hear anything anywhere from within where we are?
Whoop, whoop,
ooh, whoop. Sound effects. Whoop. Is that the water?
Yeah, that's the water. That's
it's on now.
Oh, I thought that was the emergency evacuation alarm. Beep, beep in the whoop, whoop.
No, that's the water dripping down from the
system. I thought it
was
an owl of some kind.
I'm going to go and inspect the large set of double doors at the top of the...
And be whoop-grr.
Yep.
Whoop-grr. Top of the ledge.
Okay. So you have a look at the doors. Standard wooden doors. Double. One locking barrel.
I've got the keys.
Mm. That's not the way we want to go, though.
Oh, no. Are we sure?
Yeah. I think we want to head.
Don't know what's behind the door, mate.
Well, I'm staring at a three-dimensional map, and that one leads towards Nick's drink.
Get into character.
Character,
Dave. We have no clue what's there.
Okay, if no one else is doing anything just yet, I'll wander over to the door at the western end with the keys and see what happens there.
All right. So you've wandered over outside the door.
I'm keeping my eyes on the trunks and the boxes and everything, see if anything catches my eyes of interest. If it's just full of junk.
Food provisions, that sort of thing.
I'll have a donut on the way.
Yep.
Yep.
Grab a fresh bagel.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're at the door.
Sitting
at the door.
Does it look suspicious? Anything? Looks like a regular.
It just looks like a regular wooden
nothing
door.
Tricksy.
But give me a perception roll.
Uh-huh. 15.
Okay. On the other side, you can hear. You think you can hear, like faint, sort of movement. Maybe a low voice.
Yeah. Sort of.
Definitely more
consistent
than one.
With the orc kind of noises that we heard from that guy.
Humanoid.
Armor, fur, teeth, blood spilling.
It's not loud. It's not like anyone's being deliberately, quiet. But it just sounds like regular sort of movement.
There's people on the other side of that door. Baking bread, baking bagels.
Soft movement.
That sort of thing. All right. Okay. So I can hear that through the door, can't I?
Yeah.
So I'll give the the secret sound to the team.
The secret sound.
Secret sign.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
That noise.
Yes.
Just get everyone's attention. Go.
Yeah. We all perk up.
Indicate that I can.
And you can hear from inside. Was that a bird?
I put my hand to my ear and point to the door, indicating to everyone that I think I can hear something on the other side of this door.
Your message is received. Yep.
How do we feel? Do you want to go forth with the key,
or the
do
other
we
door.
Want to awaken the evil water elemental?
Derek nods.
Oh, the door, I think.
Yeah.
There's no water elemental because it did detect magic, and it may come up.
Right.
Do you want to check if the door is locked before you rustle with a key?
Good point. Well played.
Someone to learn at home.
Yeah. Take that bit of advice onto your next adventure. All right, I'll just test the doorknob or latch or whatever it is.
It feels loose.
Okay, cool. So
it might turn.
All right. I'll stash the... and looking at the hinges, does it open inwards or towards me?
It opens inwards.
Tough decisions you have to make,
good,
Matt.
Good.
We want a lot of detail.
I'm just trying to think of the tile underneath. Yeah, it opens inwards. And if it opens...
away from
to me. To the right.
Okay. So I'll put the keys away and draw my sword with the other hand. I'll hold the latch, and then I'll nod to the team to stand at the... If they do want to come towards me and get your... Maybe get your
So your
flame
teammates
of death ready.
Can I suggest to the team one strategy we have here?
Yes.
I can cast disguise self, probably on myself, and disguise myself as flesh bags from earlier.
Ah.
Walk in there and
let's do that.
What up, guys? How's it going?
Let's role play. Let's do a bit of D&D.
Fresh eat. What was his song? Fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
Have a dice.
Yeah,
like
thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
What a good idea. All right.
But I'm not going to, but I could.
All right.
So we better hide. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, we better hide.
Yep. So okay.
If there's one thing I can do well, it's improvise.
Okay, so you've cast.
Let's get out of the line of sight of the door.
Change self.
Disguise self.
Disguise self.
And disguise the pool.
Okay.
Clarisol looks like an orc.
Yeah. Changes all my clothes and everything.
Yep.
All right, cool.
You've also got that red cloak. You picked up a red cloak, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you've also got that.
I'll whack that around my head or whatever he was doing with his cloak. I'll do the same. We got the poker and the whip.
We've definitely got the poker and the whip. You don't necessarily have what he was carrying.
We've got the whip and the poker. We took them.
You've got those?
I'll grab them. I'll leave. I probably... Shoes. If I've got shoes, I'll put shoes on.
One small point, now that you've done that, that hole we crawled through wasn't big enough for him, was it?
Yeah, but there is another set of double doors.
But he would starve to death.
How did he get... He'll probably come through this other door that we haven't opened
I'll tell you what, we'll find out, because if I come in and they say, who the hell are you?
Yeah. You're the noisy neighbours from next door, that fucking orc family. Jeez. Glad you're here, because there's three of us. You look by yourself. Kick the shit out of you.
The DM gave me a special dice, so it must be a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to open the door and walk in. But before I do, somebody sing me the song, because I can't remember.
Fresh meat.
I think it was fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
That was. But what was the
refrain? Fresh meat.
All right. I open the doors.
And walk in. You are changed. You're in the orky self.
I'm orky. I'm just like
fresh meat.
Love my job.
Fresh meat.
Love. All right. So door opens.
Torturing, scragging.
There you go.
Yeah. You walk in and
what do I see?
Flip the tile. And what do you see within?
Flipping the tile on the map, and we see three dudes.
I hope they're all.
You see three humans.
Three humans. Mm-hmm.
Wearing shirts and say, I hate all
I just turn around, fresh meat, walk straight away.
You see three guys inside, one of them lying on a bed,
yes.
The other two playing some sort of a card game
Brilliant.
At a table.
All right. Yeah.
Move me in a bit. All right. Yeah. All right. So I'm
and
in.
They look up at you and they go, what the hell are you doing here?
Fresh meat.
All right, then. We've heard it before.
All right. I'll just walk up. Are there tables, doors, whatever? What's in the room?
There's something to distract myself with. There's a small table. There's a heap of barrels and things like that. It's just used as an area for a storeroom that's being used as living quarters for these guys.
All right.
From the appearance of the room, everything they have in there is designed so that they don't have to go out very much. All right. So
yeah, cool. There's no doors?
There's no doors.
All right, no. Cool. And are they armed?
They've just got their short swords nearby, yeah. but at seeing you...
I didn't come up with a strategy besides walking in there and pretending to be the bloke.
I'm actively not asking any questions right now because we can't see you in
yeah.
this room.
Let's role play it properly. Yeah.
He's given you a challenge. Like, yeah. What are you doing here?
Oh. And I said, fresh meat. Just doing my job. What are you doing, you lazy buggers?
Sorry. I was just thinking, I do have quite a good stealth ability, like a +7 stealth.
Yeah.
What does that enable me to do? Can I creep in close?
That could help you.
Yeah.
You can move in close proximity.
I'll try that then.
All right. So you're moving around to sort of that door lip, where the cistern and the door lip is.
Yeah, just keeping any cover with the boxes and everything, just keeping within easy distance.
Given that there's a big... whacking elf orc in the way, you know, it's quite a
I'll use him as my
vision barrier.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Do I need to roll against that, or am I all right?
No, you're right.
Sorry.
Do that because their attention is firmly on the orc at this stage.
Yeah. So he can sort of mirror me in, right? He can just be behind me. So I, you know, that was me saying, "What are you doing, you lazy bugger?" But I'm not challenging him. It's like throwaway banter.
He
loves it.
So he says to you, "Well, Glassstaff put us here. You know that." We're not supposed to be moving around this area. It's quiet, like.
Yeah, well, there's nothing going on in the other place, is there? Except that new bunch that we got in. That from where did we get them and
oh,
why?
Oh, no, that bugger soiled my shirt. Yeah, he paid for that.
Oh, yeah, he's a powerful wizard, that one, whoever that one was. A mighty powerful wizard.
You mean they're still alive? Glass stuff must need something from him then.
That's right, yeah, he does. Every now and then he'll keep some alive and do that thing that he does with them.
That'd be for the creature.
What? Oh, the creature. Yeah, I've heard tale. It's got six legs and other things. Can you describe it?
What did you say you wanted again?
It's coming here to get a drink.
A drink?
A drink.
You big old gobshite. What are you doing here? Getting a drink. What, are you having a bath?
I'm lonely.
Okay. At the rear, I'm losing patience. This isn't seeming to get anywhere. So I'll draw my
he seems to be
short bow.
Stalling. He seems to be a bit suspect because you've got no real reason to be here.
I'm drawing my short bow and I'm taking aim on that dude that's
in front of the orc.
In front of the orc, yes.
The other guy's come off his bed now.
Yeah. So all hang on a minute. Oh, I put my short bow back then. I was only going to take on two of them if one of them's having a nap. Now you've stood him up. That's fine.
I could cast sleep.
But do you have any spells left?
That would stop your...
yeah, I got one left.
Sleep would stop your disguised self.
Yeah, but they'd be asleep.
No need.
Does sleep affect us as well, though?
It's directional, so... Okay. I just do it 20 feet from my face.
Yep, you'd probably get them all.
It's boring because they fall asleep. Nah. You want to have a fight with them?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the thing there's any need. We can take these guys down. We can take the glory.
I look like an orc, but I'm an elf wizard woman and I'm not a fighter.
But can't you use your orc size? You just look like one.
I just look like one. I'm certainly not one. What if he came over to touch me, he'd feel breasts.
Why does he come across with hands out like that? Right.
Isn't this a typical...
I'm sure I can take these three down with three well-placed bows, Legolas style, before he even takes one step towards you.
No. Legolas was considerably taller.
Yeah, it's just disrespect for the halfling, I think, you know. I'm the same as everyone else.
Perhaps he stands on your shoulders.
This isn't happening, Matt. They're not watching me bicker with a guy that can't see.
These thoughts are going through my mind that the team does disrespect me for being small. Yeah. So I let one fly.
He's doing
it. Okay, arrow's gone. Yeah. All right. You let loose an arrow.
Okay. And that is a pretty high number.
That is. It's not single digits, but pretty high.
The short bow, I rolled a 9.
You rolled a 9.
Don't laugh and say 9.
Good with the bow.
The arrow flies in the room. And everyone sort of, as it flies past, it's always got that sideshow characteristic where misses everything and lands into a bedpost. Doing. Yeah.
I immediately say, anyway, we got to be going, and I close the door.
Everyone's shocked at what's going on.
Right, yeah. Do I get another...
back up, close the door.
No, well, I'll try. Not if he's in the way, I can't.
No one's in the way. You literally...
I'm yelling. I'm yelling. Don't close the door.
Right,
this is my moment.
This is my moment.
It's on now.
I just need another try.
Initiative.
Oh, really?
I don't get... What would you guys find in there?
Nothing. Three layabouts.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Clarence.
Clarence rolled a 17 plus 2, 19. Ready for action.
19. Frixion.
I'd like to keep you all in mind that I have got a plus 3 on my initiative. And with that, I have rolled 4.
Oh, dear.
For my initiative.
Derek.
It's not quite my grand moment. Total of 18 modifiers.
Show off.
Mildred.
With modifiers, 9.
Thank
Daisy.
You.
16.
All right. Kicking it off is the faux orc.
Do you want to get a feel from the team? I could just cast.
Cop a feel.
No time for feelings.
You've got to make your own call, Dave.
I could just cast sleep. No, bore you all, but I'm a cast sleep. Just feel. Okay. Go with my instinct.
Go for it.
I'm a wizard.
You're gonna do it.
It's 5d8. Do you roll it or do I roll it? 5d8.
I'll have
hit
to make
points.
Saving rolls.
Yeah, maybe.
Is the door closed? Or?
No, he stopped me closing the door. Each creature affected by the spell falls unconscious till the spell ends. Subtract each creature. A creature hit must be...
So...
Yeah, I mean, you'd know about your saving throws. So I roll 5d8. That's the total number of hit points I can affect.
Yep.
It's okay to read it out loud, Dave. For you.
Yeah. Well, people are reading along.
They've got their copy playing along.
D8s.
Okay. So you're going to attempt to cast sleep, and from where you are, you've got all three of them in that in your field.
25 hit points.
Don't you have to roll to hit, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you have to roll. And they all get a saving roll based on the hit. So you roll individually for each one.
Creatures in 20 feet of a point you choose within range are affected in ascending order of their current hit points.
In ascending order. Okay, so each one gets a chance to save against your roll.
Okay.
So you've got a roll to hit, and then each one will get a chance to save.
Okay, what am I needing to roll?
You're just...
rolling a d20.
Just rolling d20 and whatever.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, 19?
Yeah, nice roll. Okay, so assuming none of them make their rolls, they will all fall asleep. So we'll start with the guy closest to you first.
Yeah, I liked him the least.
He's still up.
Still up.
He didn't fall asleep. Second guy fell asleep. And third guy's still awake. So the middle of the three.
Oh, dear. I think I might die.
Has gone to snooze town.
And I can move as well?
Yep. Jump in the pool.
I'm a leg it.
You're a leg it. Which way?
Girl style is out. I'm just running like a man. run towards
style.
I run towards Minerva and Toby for shelter.
So you're running like an orc that's running like a lady.
How far can you
that's
move?
That's running like a man. Combat?
Orc. Orc
runs
style.
Like a lady.
Runner.
All right. There you go. Leaving.
Yes. Yes.
Next Frixia, is
not
Derek.
The front, not able to do anything.
Can I get to them?
Yes, you can. Yep, yep.
All right.
You can run in there. Hey, you could probably charge.
Finally.
Now I'm going to throw a javelin.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I'm pretty beat up, actually.
Go for it.
All right.
Throw a javelin.
Outdoor 30 sports, feet. Indoors. What we need. Hit.
Chuck a javelin. Javelin.
15 plus 5 is 20.
Is a hit.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so you hit the first one.
I get d6 damage
him
plus
to the
3.
Bedpost.
3 plus 3.
So 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Derek's done.
That moves on to Daisy.
Yes, I am going to run close enough to hit the one closest to the door with my sword. Actually, am I far enough to shoot it with my bow?
Yep, absolutely.
I'm going to try shooting a bow for once.
Okay, go for it.
Wow, long bow. And
yeah, well, I
so
get
you,
a plus
your,
7 attack bonus.
As your minor action.
Which is a lot better because I may have just rolled 15, which is all right, maybe.
Okay, that's a hit.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, and that is 1d8 plus 3 piercing. So.
Is this the same guy that's got a javelin in his chest?
Okay, yep. He's dead.
Woof.
Falls down dead with an arrow sticking out of his throat. Why not?
Why not?
All right.
What's the other fella doing?
Well, sleeping. One of them's asleep. So how long is he going to stay asleep for?
He'll stay asleep until I end the spell or someone uses an action to wake him or he takes damage.
Okay, he's asleep at this stage.
Really?
So that just leaves?
Also, duration 1 minute, but I assume that's casting duration. No, casting time, one action, duration 1 minute. He's going to be asleep for 1 minute.
Okay, that's long. That's not too bad. All right. So the third one.
It's a power nap.
Sword drawn, races into the doorway to attack the first thing he comes across.
Yeah, watch out. That's
which
me.
Which is Phryxian.
He's picking on the little guy.
He is. And
like
he's
say,
got...
I'm only a little man. Why fight me? I'm no danger. Did you see that arrow I shot into the bedpost?
He's got a special attack called multi-attack. So basically he can imagine with his short sword and punch at the same time.
Yeah, we can all do that.
All right, he misses.
Yeah, of course he does. He's taking too much on. He's a busy man. He just got out of bed.
What's that one?
He only finished his shift 15 minutes ago.
Misses with the first one. What's your AC?
Probably enough to weigh too much. Than I don't know. It's a big sheet with lots of numbers on it.
So I'm pointing at it.
Oh, are you? 14.
That's okay, no problem. He misses. Woo-hoo. So you're able to
flick
him off, duck and weave.
Watch out. He's got a short sword going between his ribs.
All right, that's his turn. Now we're on to Mildred.
I'm going to do some healing juice on Derek.
D8,
roll a D8.
Me?
Lay your hands upon him.
I seem to be waiting a long time for my go. It's remarkable. I rolled a one.
Critical.
Okay, you get back
five plus three.
That's all my hit points.
200.
Okay, you're back up to
22.
Ooh, so that's your action. What about a move or any? Well, actually, you were right beside him pretty much, weren't you? Yeah, okay. And now...
Yiggity-yiggity-yuk.
Frixion.
Okay, short sword into the ribs of this dude that just ran up into my face.
Okay.
Yeah. I've rolled a 12 plus 5, 17.
Yep. You slip it in between his third and fourth rib.
Fantastic. And... do 9.
Woo!
Well, a roll of 6. Okay. 6 plus 3.
Yeah. All right. Now that's everyone's had a turn. Oh, so it's now a chance for him to wake up.
Well, it's 1 minute. I don't know how long a minute is. Is that one round of initiative?
If everybody's actions is like 6 seconds. So
and
six
there's
actions.
Five of us. That's 30 10 seconds.
30 seconds, okay. So we've got another round, and then he'll attempt to wake up. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so back to sort the top. This guy out.
Is Clarence.
Yep.
Where you going?
Well, I need to have a rest and get my spell points back.
You're no longer an orc, by the way, because you cast sleep.
Sure. That's all right. Yeah, I'll keep the cape on and stuff, because it's nice.
Okay.
You know, right, if that pool there is really, really, really clear... Yeah. And you jumped into it once you were wounded, I would say that would be Clarence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's fantastic.
I'll disrobe and I'll just slip into the pool.
Okay. You slip into the pool. It's cold.
Yeah, I know
it is. It's fresh.
Yeah. It's reviving.
It's reviving.
All right. I'll have a swim and whatever. Maybe a dive in.
So while Clarence here is experiencing the Clearwater Revival... there's a fight going on.
Haven't you got any spells of hurting and nettling and...
Derek.
Yeah. I got those.
What are you going to do?
I can't cast any more spells now.
Oh, right.
Not any effective ones. I can soil someone's robes. So if you need that, you call me and I'll be there.
I think definitely. I think you should be filling their pants full of crap.
Derek holds his action.
He doesn't do that.
So let's go on to Daisy.
That would be me. I'm theoretically still can see him, so I'm going to shoot him again with the longbow.
Okay.
And I've lost my dice. There it is.
That's a hit. Yep. 15 is a hit. So do some damage.
Is this another longbow attack?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
My longbow is so much better.
Yeah.
And that is a 9.
Okay. Is a hit. Again. Nice shot. Arrow studded. Head falls down dead.
Oh, got him.
All right, those arrows are lethal. Okay.
Much better at arrows.
So move action or anything like that?
I may as well move closer now.
The other guy's still asleep, okay?
Yeah, we've had, 12 seconds, so we could probably be able to sort this sleeping guy out before he wakes.
Like somebody ought to be able to just slit his throat.
Don't be like that.
Or interrogate him.
Dispatch. Yes.
Oh, yeah, with our 50-foot... rope.
We've got a whip.
And a hot poker. Yeah. All right.
Well, it's cool now.
Derek.
Da-da-da.
You've got no combatants at the moment. The only other guy's asleep, so... But you can have
There's
the
a suggestion that we'll interrogate him.
I think that's probably a good one. I don't think we need to...
Who's got the best charisma?
That's definitely...
Well, what are you going? The whip has very good charisma.
Yeah.
I would say the
chance
poker.
Of befriending him
is the poker still hot, though? Because it's been a while.
No.
He wakes up and someone's sitting next to him with their arm around him. Goes, so how you going? Are you like working this place? How long you been here for? Yeah, you get long service? Yeah. You got health benefits? How's things? Yeah. By the way, what the fuck are we doing here?
A good cop, bad right. cop.
So what are you going to do with the ruffian on the ground?
Lash him.
Lash him and then tie him up.
I'm going to sit on him.
Perhaps
so we
should
move.
Tie him up first.
Disarm him, yeah.
Mm. Let's
whatever.
Do it.
Yeah, disarm him,
while
tie
he's still
up.
Asleep, you tie him up, tie him to a chair.
Can we also steal his pants?
And
his top, you know, just like completely humiliate him.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could do
he's
that.
And then I'm going to take off one sock because that's just going to piss him off.
Okay, you can do that. Actually, that's very devious, isn't it?
One sock, just to confuse him if he tries to run away.
Yeah, is it hot? Is it cold?
He's going to, why have they only left me with one sock? Have a dice. All right. So he's tied to a chair. He's pretty much naked except for a sock and a loincloth.
Who is going
to
actually?
Are we going to be starting to come to? I find it hard to tell. Like, what's you that? Know, harassing Toby, stealing socks.
Nobody harassed Toby. What is this rumor?
Yeah, surprisingly, I'm awful good as well.
Is it actually going to come down to a charisma role or charisma to try and actually get information out of him anyway? Because even if you are,
yeah, it's intimidation.
If he's under a duress, you're still going to be messing with him a little bit.
Yeah,
could
tried.
You strength? Or charisma, or how does that work?
I'm not that intimidating, so I'm just not.
I was
going
just thinking who we should send in.
That's
I don't
what
think
the
we should
all
stand around.
Waterboarding.
Waterboarding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you've got him there. Yeah, whatever the most applicable skill it would be. So your charisma would come into it, I guess.
Okay.
You could send in the person with the highest charisma. Because charisma can work both ways. It can be both charming and intimidating.
Yeah. I mean...
So,
hello!
For example, a plus four of...
Good cop, bad
cop. You got plus four.
Of persuasion, yeah.
Oh, persuasion
there we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So you're going to start cutting on him.
I'll be like, we'll let you survive if, you know, you tell us what's going on. That's persuasive, right?
Have you got? Has anyone got better
you
than...
Get your sock back.
I've got a plus three charisma and a plus three persuasion. Anyone got better than... Then Dez is plus four?
Not at all. I've got negative.
Okay. You're staying well out the room.
Yeah, I'm just...
Clarisol?
No, I've got plus five investigation.
Well, maybe you should go in there with him.
Yeah, why don't I go in there with him? I'll tell
you
him what questions
to
ask, and he does the hurting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a team.
All right, so he's sitting on the chair.
Intimidation then.
No, he's going there with charisma.
Plus two, intimidation.
Yeah. Dez is going in there with his persuasive.
Have you redressed yourself and gotten out of the pool, I'm guessing?
There was no time. When there's time, that's
well,
what I'll do.
That's definitely more intimidating.
So, scantily clad wet woman has just got out of the pool and is now going to interrogate.
That's very intimidating.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe we don't need charisma after all.
I think I'm going to move away from the door so it doesn't look like we're crowded.
That's okay, you close the door.
All right, brilliant.
I've got plus three to intimidation. We could do bad cop, good cop.
Yeah, let's get you in as well.
Shit out of him and it goes badly.
All right, the dwarf
so
will come in as well.
In
yeah,
there.
We'll all be naked. Whatever.
That's very intimidating.
You need me on a dog leash or something like that.
Think about it. If you woke up tied to a chair with one sock and a loincloth and then there's this naked woman, a naked man, and a naked dwarf.
This is not going well.
And $20 in your hand.
No, for him. Nudity.
This is not going well for him.
You'd wonder what the hell happened.
We'll get into the interrogation.
And scene. You've reached the end of part one. Please turn over your cassette and rewind and enjoy part two.